National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Fighting illegal immigration.
The United States is not going to militarize the southern border.
By sending in troops.
These people are trained to fight wars, to kill the enemy.
A war documentary.
Hey, Mom, I'm in the hospital.
Is it too graphic for the brass?
I got hit by an IED today.
Bell South says, not us.
We have not provided any customer calling records at all to the NSA.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. With political pressure growing on him to act, President Bush took to the airwaves last night to lay out his plans for staunching the flow of illegal immigrants. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The president sending 6,000 National Guard troops to the porous boundary with Mexico.
We do not yet have full control of the border.
The Guard mission starts next month. Troops will serve as non-law enforcement backup while the Border Patrol is beefed up over the next year or so.
After that, the number of Guard forces will be reduced as new Border Patrol agents and new technologies come online.
He's also proposing a temporary worker program, but he says it would not be a free pass to citizenship.
This is amnesty, and I oppose it.
What the president describes as a middle ground approach to immigration reform is a challenge to Congress, especially House conservatives, to break a logjam over the politically charged issue. Live to correspondent Dan Revive for reaction to the speech.
Peter, a Colorado conservative in the House, Tom Tancredo, applauds using troops, but rejects Mr. Bush's idea of temporary or guest workers.
I'd rather have no bill than a bill that gives amnesty to people who are here illegally.
A debate on a bill starts this week in the Senate, where some Republicans say they wonder if the National Guard is stretched too thin, including in Iraq. A Senate Democrat, Dick Durbin, wants a guest worker program, but
we don't need a military solution to break a political stalemate.
A House Democrat, Jose Serrano of New York, adds about using troops.
Who are they going to kill at the border? People looking to make a better life, to work for low wages in this country?
And a former Border Patrol officer, now a Democrat congressman, Silvestre Reyes of Texas, says
we don't believe that militarization of the border is a solution.
Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Around New England today, people are wading through floodwaters higher than they've seen in many years. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney says his state is a mess.
The water damage has taken out all sorts of roadways. It's affected, of course, a lot of homes. The National Guard has been called out to evacuate people. And, of course, we've got millions of gallons of sewage dumping into our river system.
Thousands have been forced to evacuate in New Hampshire and Maine. Hundreds of roads have been damaged, destroyed, or blocked. War is hell, and it's brought home in an upcoming TV show with such starkness that it has the military worried about the impact. CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy has the story.
It's war, and it's graphic.
On behalf of the President and the grateful nation, I present you Purple Heart for wounds received in combat.
HBO's upcoming documentary, Baghdad ER, offers an up-close view of Iraq through the eyes of trauma doctors and nurses. Army brass are afraid it's too graphic and could trigger mental health problems for soldiers and their families. Filmmaker John Alpert says he actually toned it down quite a bit. As he put it, the real raw scenes were too brutal. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
At Fort Lewis, Washington, the court-martial of Army Specialist Brendan Baer continues. As CBS's Stephen Kaufman reports, he's charged with killing his wife shortly after returning from a combat tour in Iraq.
Baer's 18-year-old wife was found with at least 71 stab wounds, including a meat cleaver in her throat. The defense admits the soldier killed his wife, but says he acted in intense passion after learning she was having an affair. The murder took place a few months after Baer was awarded a Purple Heart for combat injuries suffered in Iraq. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Fort Lewis, Washington.
All the names are now finally public. More than 4 years after opening the Guantanamo Bay military detention camp, the Pentagon has released the last of more than 750 names of current and former prisoners. But none of the U.S.'s most wanted terrorist suspects is on the list. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Sheridan police were calling it to one of the worst wrecks they've ever seen. Three people died. One was seriously injured in the crash on Highway 285 about 7:30 last night near Federal Boulevard. Police say a westbound car struck a guardrail, became airborne, and then landed on the top of an eastbound SUV. The car then rolled multiple times and hit an eastbound tow truck. That driver was not hurt. The crash closed 285 for more than 6 hours. No names have been released this morning. Rapidly warming conditions have prompted the Colorado Avalanche Information Center to issue an avalanche watch for all Colorado mountains above 11,000 feet.
So this means that we think that there conditions are right or avalanche activity. We have seen a few avalanches that are starting to occur, but we haven't had the widespread avalanche activity yet. We just think that we could have it in the next week.
Director of the Center, Ethan Green. The watch will remain in effect through Thursday morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. And here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We've got a lovely start to this morning's drive. Speed's still pretty much at the posted limits across Boulder as well as Denver. Construction is no longer a factor. In fact, all of our ramp and lane closures have been picked up across the city. Up on the north end, we're just now starting to see that build up along southbound I-25 running between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. And across northbound I-25, your speeds do remain on the high side, but do keep in mind that off-ramp to Santa Fe is shut down until Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And your best alternate in the area is to take the Broadway exit back over to Alameda once again. In today's forecast, we'll see highs up around 80 degrees today. Overall, just a gorgeous day with clear.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos.
Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here. High today, 78. And it's nice to have you along here this morning. Hey, just want to remind you that next week I'll be giving away gas for your next summer getaway. I'll be calling out names of AM 760 Progressive Club members at 6:20 in the morning, 7:20 in the morning, 8:20 in the morning, and 9:20 in the morning. And if I call your name, you'll have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call in and claim $100 worth of gas from AM 760. And if you're an AM 760 Progressive Club member, you're already registered to win. If you want to become a member, sign up now at am760.net. Okay, the president gave the speech last night. I forced myself to stay awake and go through the whole 20 or 25 minutes of it, and then I heard Dick Durbin, the Democratic response. And I wonder if this is, you know, this is no answer to the immigration problem that we have facing this country. It's a stopgap measure at the most, and it kind of reminds me of that naturally we're getting like 6 months away from the election time, so now all of a sudden we're going to rush, you know, the National Guard troops down to the border to look after this huge border, this 2,000-mile or whatever it is border that we have. And it kind of reminds me of the old color-coded idea that went on during the John Kerry Bush matchup in 2004, in which the color code kept jumping up and down. But the, you know, the threat level kept jumping up and down. And then as soon as the election was over with, now the threat level's gone. Does anybody even have any idea what the threat level is? And it makes me feel like this whole thing with the National Guard is just political. Because, you know, the questions I have is, number one, why does it take so long to train Border Patrol officers? That's number one. Number two, why wasn't this done a long time ago? And I think if you go through the budgets, you'll see that the Bush administration cut money for this in previous budgets. I mean, why didn't we get to work on this immediately after September 11th? Why do we wait now to all of a sudden get into this? And how thin can we stretch the National Guard? We're getting into the storm season, and we may need them for other things. Firefighting, hurricanes, and they're going to be down on the border. How does each individual state feel about sending National Guardsmen? Maybe you're in the National Guard. How do you feel about going? Of course, I imagine you would say you were ready to go because the National Guard very unselfishly serves this country. And has for many, 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 many years. Then there's the debate about how to get a workable immigration bill and about the idea of earned citizenship. We've debated these points on this show going on months now. Ever since this started to become an issue, we've debated this. I have to agree with the president that earned citizenship is not amnesty. I happen to think that Mr. Tancredo and that the people to the right of his party, I happen to think that the majority of that stuff, the majority of what they spout is unworkable. I really do. So we'll have a number of guests on this morning to talk about this. And, of course, take your phone calls, too, at 303-713-7600. There's also another disturbing report out there. A federal source told ABC News, "We know who you're calling." Brian Ross and Richard Esposito report, a senior federal law enforcement official tells ABC News the government is tracking the phone numbers and calls in an effort to root out confidential sources. It's time for you to get some new cell phones. Quick, the source told us and told Brian Ross and Richard Esposito in a conversation. ABC News does not know how the government determined who we were calling or whether our phone records were provided to the government as part of a recently disclosed NSA collection of domestic phone calls. Other sources have told us the phone calls and contacts by reporters for ABC News, along with the New York Times and the Washington Post, are being examined as part of a widespread CIA leak investigation. Man, this thing here with the telephone calls becomes more Nixonian all the time. One former official was asked to sign a document stating that he was not a confidential source of the New York Times, reports James Risen, who wrote the story in the New York Times about the original NSA spying. Reporters on the CIA secret prisons in Romania and Poland were known to have upset CIA officials. The CIA asked for an FBI investigation of leaks of classified information following those reports. You know something I find interesting about the government? The government is just swarming all over these leaks. They're swarming all over these leaks like crazy. But yet we can't get to the bottom of who leaked Valerie Plame. Valerie Plame's name. Does anybody find that to be ironic? That we can't get to the bottom of that? So the phones are open at 303-713-7600. Your opinion of the president's speech is a thumbs up or thumbs down. Do you agree with what he had to say, or do you disagree with what he had to say? And do you think that he's on the way to solving the illegal immigration problem, or do you think it's a cheap political stunt similar to the color codes that he can use 6 months away from the election to say, well, we tried something and we're doing something about it, and then say around November or after November or after the election's over with, then they call all the National Guard folks home. What about that idea? And the idea that we are badly, 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 badly stretched as far as our armed services goes and as far as the National Guard goes. And what's the deployment plan to get them out of there, too? And why is it taking so long? Why will it take so long to train Border Patrol officers? And why hadn't we done this before? Do you know the catches of illegal immigrants is 30% down compared to what it was under Bill Clinton? And also, do you know that the entire time that the Bush administration has been in office, there's been basically two raids and no fines against employers? These are facts. Go look it up. Your calls at 303-713-76.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
The president's speech, whether you buy it or you don't buy it, and whether you buy it or you don't buy it, one thing you'll find out for sure is that Rockies Autos is the place to go to get a clean late model used car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV in Colorado. It's simply the way the people treat you, and it's the selection out there at Rockies that makes the whole ball of wax when it comes to buying an automobile completely different than any other dealership that you've been to. They don't stand around. They don't wait for you to make up your mind. They come to you. They help you out. They're not going to arm wrestle you and force you into buying an automobile, but they are going to show you the kind of attention that you deserve if you're in the market to buy a car, and they'll show you the options, and that's basically how they work. And every one of those 500 vehicles is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned cars from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, so all those vehicles are absolutely covered. And Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., so you get an extra hour now of Rockies shopping power. Rockies Autos, good folks to deal with. Go out there and see the Al Shears, Spanky, Colby, any of the gang out there, and they'll definitely take care of you. But service is the thing that makes Rockies different, and they not only stand behind everything they sell, but they treat you the way you ought to be treated, and it makes a big, big difference. And if you compare and shop, you'll notice the difference in how you're treated at Rockies as compared to other dealerships. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, or if you want to, you can read about their business philosophy, see their TV commercials, of which some I'm in, and just generally get to know Rockies a lot better through the comfort of your own home or your office. And then get on out to see them at their convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0264. That's 1-800-400-0264. 1-800-400-0264.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Guard will assist the Border Patrol by operating surveillance systems, analyzing intelligence, installing fences and vehicle barriers, building patrol roads, and providing training.
All right, is this any kind of an answer, or is it just another political stunt by a man whose party is in trouble in the polls, and he who himself is in trouble in the polls? 622, 22 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600. The whole debate about immigration has now been opened up again, and now we have the National Guard as part of that component. And the phones are strangely silent about this, not only this morning, but they were also silent about this yesterday morning as well. So maybe you're immigrationed out, or you have nothing more to say about this. But I wonder if you approve of what the president's doing, and whether you think this is actually some kind of a well thought out plan, or a cobbled together Karl Rovingen type stunt, in order to show the conservative base of his own party and the public in general that, oh, I'm doing something about it. Kind of like the color coded warnings that we had, which now are gone. I mean, does anybody have any idea what level we're at? Are we at orange? What level are we at here? But boy, those things were going up and down during the 2004 election, weren't they? Let's go to Joseph in Centennial. Joseph, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Good, good. I think you're onto something with the immigration doubt. I believe people are just sort of regarding it as maybe a non-issue and a base solidifier, if you will. They, I think it does have Rove's fingerprints all over it. It's a fear-based administration. They've always played on the fear factor, and so they scare their base. And now we have to be afraid of the immigrants. And so Bush has a militarized solution to that. It's going to cost a lot of money and probably not be very effective. And
yeah, somebody said to me yesterday that here's what's going on. Let's see if you buy this idea. that the banging of the terrorist gong has kind of run out of steam because we haven't been attacked. And other than being stuck in Iraq, which most people, are against, they don't really have anything to whip up the frenzy of the public. So now the thing to whip up the frenzy of the public and get the public's attention and to try to make them think that they're doing something is to send the National Guard down to the border and get involved in all of this.
I agree. I think that, yeah, it's always been a... I mean, he's not... Obviously, he's not trying to play to the general population. He's trying to play to his base. Rove taught him a long time ago that he isn't a uniter. He's a divider, and he has one population that's going to vote for him and vote with his folks in the Congress, and he's losing them. There's a slide away. You see those polls numbers last week.
Yeah, he's crumbling. His base is crumbling. You're right.
And he has to shore that up in advance so that the guys in Congress are scared. And so, because they could lose their jobs because of this president. And he doesn't want that to happen. If he has a legacy at all, it's going to be maintaining Republican control of the Congress at this point. And it's not going to be for a solution. It's not going to be for anything but the wake of destruction he's left in Iraq and with the economy. And so he's thinking, well, the best I can do at this point, legacy-wise, is keep control of the Congress. And I think you're going to see much more fear generated both around immigration and around he's going to go back to the old social conservative issues around stem cells, gay marriage.
Yeah.
He's going to start playing those cards as we get closer to November and start trying to galvanize that base. I think it'll be almost in that order. You'll start to see, this thing will take some steam, then he'll go back to stem cells, and then he'll go back to pushing for gay marriage bans. And, it was interesting last week to hear Cheney say, Mary Cheney, I believe, say, you better not go that way. Because there could be problems trying to play that social card.
A lot of people say that, but something? I think they will go that way again.
Oh, yeah.
I was about ready to ask that question yesterday morning about whether people think that using that whole thing of gays, guns, God, and stem cell and all the rest of it, whether they think that that will aid them in November, or are people just so angry that about other problems that they just see those as being, minor issues compared to everything else that's going on. Joseph, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Strangely quiet crowd here this morning. Here's Jeff in Westminster. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I think it's a bunch of horse pucky. I mean, it's a comprehensive plan. Didn't we have a comprehensive Social Security plan and a comprehensive Medicare plan? And it's the same rhetoric. It's the same stuff. And the fear thing, he says he's not going to use fear. And since everything he says is opposite, I think that might be what he's doing, is trying to use fear.
Well, he's got to have something to rouse people up, man.
Yeah, and that cracks me up. He's going to put car barriers up, except most of those people, I think, are walking across the border.
He's going to try to stop those people that are coming through using vans to smuggle coyotes, using vans, and also people running drugs. That's another part of what he wants to do. John Turk said, car barriers. Okay, well, if you got any used cars, just send them down here and we can use them like they do with charities, and pile them up down there to stop people from going across.
He just cracks me up because it's just the same stuff. It's the same exact stuff over and over again.
Well, I guess I can't get any more bang out of the terrorist buck, so now they've got to move and go to something else. Maybe
these are the new terrorists.
Yeah.
You can't pick on gays, you can't pick on blacks, so, you might as well pick on Mexicans, right?
Right, these are the new invaders.
Right. They're taking over.
Yeah, they're all coming to get us, right?
Yeah, they're wrecking us. They're bilking our system, but those tax breaks for the oil companies, that's not bilking our system at all.
Yeah, that doesn't make any difference. And you know what? It's, oh my God, it won't be a white world in 25 years. And people are scared about that, aren't they?
Yeah, I got some bad news for everyone. It's already not a white world.
Jeff, thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Broomfield. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, hey, you're talking about God's guns and gays, and I think that's what he is going to try to do. And I think we need to counter that. I think we need to let the religious people off the hook, the Christian religious, And I think we can do that by talking about things in a more, you know, whatever, Christian frame. You know, one of the things that I think that we could really hit on is the idea of is pounding swords into plowshares. You know?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I think there are a lot of Christians out there who are going, well, I gotta vote like a Christian, but man, I'm stuck. You know, and what they need is the ability to get off the hook.
And yeah. I think you're right. I mean, I think we should be asking these people who are raising huge amounts of money to try to foist these issues on the public, how can they better serve the poor with that money?
Right, right. And you know, I mean, and there are plenty of other scriptures in there, like, that don't get hit on by the religious people who are pushing a right political agenda. That's one of them. Another one, what's another one? There's a saying that Jesus said, which is, where your treasure is, there lies your heart.
Right.
You know, so you want to put all your money into a warfare, and that tells you something about your nation, you know?
Yep.
Are you going to put it in something that's going to move you forward in the future and take care of your children and yada, 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 you know?
I think, you know what, man, I think you're absolutely right. I think you hit a home run. That's 100% great call, Dave, and I'm glad you contributed to the show. Thanks, man. I appreciate you calling.
Okay, bye-bye, G.
All right, take care. All right, well, it's 6:31 here, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, and we're going to talk to Dan Restrepo, who is the Senior Policy Advisor for the Center for American Progress, about all of this coming up. Plus, take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. But right now, it's time for our morning argument over the weather with Amelia Earhart. What is your forecast calling for this morning?
79.
I got 78.
Ooh. Why is mine always warmer than yours?
I don't know. How high did it get yesterday?
I didn't check, but I will.
Okay.
And I'll let Turk know.
All right, I'll change to 79.
I think you should hold your ground.
You
can get a little wager going here.
All right, well, you want to see what happens? All right, I'll wager you lunch that it turns out to be 78.
Okay.
All right.
Closest one wins.
Okay, you got it. Closest one to 78 or 79 wins. If it comes out 78.5, then I win.
Okay, fine.
Or no, would you win?
No. Wait. I think I would win.
Yeah, you would win.
All right.
It'd have to be closest to 78 for me and 79 for you.
Okay.
All right. All right, then we'll work that out.
You want to know about the traffic?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, luckily, we've got a nice smooth drive this morning as you leave your house. I-25 is pretty much checking clear of any major accidents or stalls. But, of course, we do have that usual volume up on the north end coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Starts at 104th Avenue heading southbound and wraps up by 84th Avenue. But then, once again, you will bog up right between Spear and I-70. Taking a look at southbound I-225, we're now seeing that jamming between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. And the eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are also clogged up between Federal and I-25 as well. Across I-270 in Commerce City, watch for heavy traffic heading eastbound between I-76 and Vasquez. And C-470 is also bogging up in both directions across Highlands Ranch. In today's forecast, we'll see that.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaito Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
VH1 Classic presents. Two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster.
Extra outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOP.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Race Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
How come all the good guys are married?
Yeah, where are all the great women?
I've tried every online dating service.
You never know if the profiles are true. Some are actually bogus.
Yeah, and then you find out the creep's married.
Or pictures from 15 years ago.
Then, if you're lucky enough to find someone interesting, they live in Anchorage.
Matchmaking services cost a king's ransom and don't work.
And of course, speed dating is really natural.
I did the church thing.
And I got sick of the bar scene.
Those are just a few reasons why they created Denver Singles Only for Denver Singles Only. A unique combination of online dating and exciting Denver area activities. Their extensive membership screenings confirmed their members are all local, safe, single, and the age they claim. They even have programs for single parents and their children, and those without an internet connection. Don't forget the weekly bash with a live band, dancing, games, discussions, and more. And their prices are ridiculously low. Check them out today at DenverSO.com. That's DenverSO.com.
Lock myself out of my car.
Oh, can I have your four-digit PIN number?
It's 2426.
In most cases, OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors.
I have a signal going through currently.
Okay.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Oh, and they should be open if you want to give them a try.
Oh, my God, OnStar. All right, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great evening.
You too,
bye-bye.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This initial commitment of Guard members would last for a period of 1 year. After that, the number of Guard forces will be reduced as new Border Patrol agents and new technologies come online.
6:37, 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760. High today, 79, mostly sunny skies. On the phone, Dan Restrepo. He is the Senior Policy Advisor at the Center for American Progress. In his role, Dan is responsible for the Center's work related to the United States and its place and its relationship with the rest of the Americas. Dan is a first-generation American of Colombian and Spanish parents and previously served as the Director of Congressional Affairs at the Center for American Progress. And Dan, welcome back to the program. Good to have you back on again.
Good to be with you, Jeff.
All right, you heard the speech last night. The idea of sending 6,000 National Guard and then rotating them, I'm frankly not impressed. I don't know how you feel.
I think it's unfortunate the National Guard's being used to protect the president's politics more than the border, quite frankly. Sending 6,000 National Guards, men and women, down to the border is largely symbolism. It's not the long-term solution to the immigration problem that the country faces. So I guess I'm with you, Jay. I'm pretty unimpressed by the National Guard proposal.
You know, it seems to me that the Border Patrol should have been beefed up a long, long time ago. And I have a question about how long it takes to train a Border Patrol agent. Why is it going to take so long?
From what they tell us, it takes about 15 weeks to train someone once you've hired them. And you're right. This should have been going on for a while now. And the Bush administration has passed up the opportunity. Congress authorized 2,000 additional Border Patrol officers for 2006, and the Bush administration chose to only fund 210 of those 2,000. So it's a crisis of their own making in a lot of ways. It's going to take a while to get the Border Patrol up to the levels that it should be at, because it clearly needs to be larger than it currently is.
Just a midterm election stunt. In other words, have you ever noticed that the color-coded warnings are now gone? I have no idea what level we're at. Are we at orange? I don't know where we are. And that after the midterms are over with, then this whole idea would dissolve.
I think the timing of this is very curious. Usually the National Guard, or calling out the National Guard, is in response to an emergency. And what prompted the emergency this week is quite interesting. The situation on the border is no different than it has been for a while. And I think there is a fair amount of politics at play here.
Now, what happens if we get into the hurricane season and then all of a sudden, God forbid, tragedy strikes there and the Guard's needed?
That's one of the real problems here. The National Guard is stretched very thin. The men and women of the National Guard have been deployed almost nonstop since 9/11, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, and obviously dealing with the natural disasters here at home. And the response to Hurricane Katrina, or the initial response to Hurricane Katrina, showed us the dangers of having an overstretched National Guard. And that's a real concern here, that that by adding a mission and by diverting National Guard to this mission, that we're going to put a strain on the system when we need them to deal with forest fires and hurricanes and the other kinds of natural disasters that are certain to hit the country over the summer.
Yeah, we're also getting into the forest fire season, too, as well. Well, you see what's going on down in Florida. So, you know, you need the National Guard to help out in those situations, but the National Guard, 6,000 of them, will be rotating in and out at the border.
That's certainly the case. And again, the National Guard is stretched rather thin and is needed for very important missions. And not only are they stretched thin, their equipment, they've got serious equipment shortages. A lot of their equipment is over in Iraq at the moment or has been worn down by service in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they're having real recruitment problems. And it's not clear what the impact of this new mission on the border will be for recruitment purposes either.
What about the president's idea of a legalization and a guest worker program? I mean, is, you know, he said, tonight I'm going to tell you where I stand. Is where he's standing any kind of a solution to what we're facing?
Actually, in a rare moment, I'm going to agree with the president on this. The situation that faces the country with respect to the immigration system is such that we do need a comprehensive response, that the answer here cannot only be at the border. We need to obviously protect the border better than we're doing today. We need workplace enforcement. The president didn't talk enough about that. He's a little loath to do it. The Bush administration has been very bad about cracking down on the corporate abettors who are allowing or who are giving the jobs to the undocumented. But also we need to find a way to deal with the 12 million people who are already here and to bring them out of the shadows and make them full members of society. And actually, I think the biggest thing coming out of the president's speech last night, a lot of attention has been given to the National Guard, is that the president of the United States advocated granting citizenship to 8 to 10 million undocumented individuals. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that seems to be something that seems to be really hard to settle in this country, that we seem bitterly divided over this. Although polls show that the majority of the people favor a more mainstream approach. So maybe I guess I'm contradicting myself here. As a matter of fact, a CNN poll held last night, immediately after the president's speech, by the Opinion Research Center, I believe it is, or Opinion Research Corporation, found 79% of those who watched had a positive reaction last night to what he had to say.
It's difficult to know what exactly they were reacting to, and the president did have a positive response to the speech. I believe I heard Bill Snyder on CNN describe that was a lower positive response than he usually gets on speeches. But also, going back to your point, the country is divided on this question, and one speech by the president advocating earned citizenship and a reasonable approach to comprehensive immigration reform isn't going to be enough if he's serious about actually doing this. He's got to bring the House Republicans along, and that's no small feat. They've taken a very tough, draconian approach to immigration reform that started the ugly debate that we're currently facing in the country. And now it's up to the president to see if he has the ability to move his own party at this point. And I think that's very much an open question.
So you're going to have to get out and campaign for this?
If he's serious about doing it, he absolutely has to get personally involved and has to make this something that he truly wants to get done, rather than just trying to play the politics of this in both the short term by sending the guard to the border and trying to appeal to the conservative base, and the long term by speaking, kind of making pretty noises about granting citizenship to reach out to the Latino base moving forward. Last night was a very political speech. Whether it's anything more than that will be seen in the next couple of weeks.
Here's the reason I ask. I mean, does he need to do the old thing that he has done about Iraq, that he's tried about Social Security, which is to get on Air Force One, to go to the border states, to go to the southern states, to fly around the country and give speeches promoting this immigration plan of his, and about the Senate reaching some, as he says, and I'm paraphrasing him, some more moderate way, some middle ground way to get this solved? Does he need to get on the stump to try to jawbone the country into taking this course?
Absolutely. As you've noted, that the country is divided on this question. Certainly the political leadership in Washington is divided on the question. There is two real stark camps up there. There's the Tom Tancredos and Bill Frists and John Kyles of the world who want to build walls and criminalize or make it all the undocumented felons in the United States. And then there's folks who are standing up for comprehensive immigration reform like John McCain and Senator Kennedy and Senator Hagel and Senator Martinez. And the president last night very clearly came down on the side, or seemingly came down on the side of the Hagel, Martinez, Kennedy, McCain folks. But if he wants to make that the reality, he's going to have to get out on the trail and sell this.
All right. Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning. Certainly do appreciate it and look forward to having you on the show again.
Thank you, Jay. Always enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, Dan. There's Dan Restrepo, Senior Policy Advisor at the Center for American Progress. In his role, Dan is responsible for the center's related work to the United States and its place in relationship with the Americas. And we'll take more of your calls coming up here at 303-713-7600. A guest worker program, a way to legal citizenship. Do you favor it? Do you favor the National Guard plan of the president? Two lines open, 303-713-7600, 645. It's 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Our heavy and slow commute has now settled into place across our highway drive, but luckily we have no accidents or stalls to report, just a lot of heavy traffic. Eastbound 6th Avenue is thick between Federal and I-25, and southbound I-225 coming into the tech center is already jamming between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange as well. Across I-70, eastbounders are finding heavy traffic right at Brighton Boulevard, and across I-25, southbounders are now heavy and slow running out of Thornton North Glen between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike. The Turnpike itself is jamming eastbound between Federal and I-25, and fortunately, our Highlands Ranch commute in C-470 is actually doing pretty well this morning. In the forecast, we'll see highs around 79 degrees. Currently, we're at 43 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
The gym when we'd rather go home. Sure, part of it is that we want to live longer, healthier lives, but we also want to look good for others. What if financial well-being looked as obvious as our physical well-being? What if people could see how out of shape our credit is? What if our bloated mortgage ripped at the seams of our pants? Would we take more time, more care? Well, there's a place that's there to help you get financially fit. Belco Credit Union. Our financial specialists can help you put your spending on a diet. We can tighten mortgage and credit card rates. We can help you lift your credit rating and run your financial marathon. Belco Credit Union is as easy to join as a gym, and we are totally dedicated to your financial success. So be healthy, be stylish, be determined. Stop by today. Belco Credit Union at belco.org. We're easy to join and worth it.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. You can get a $40,000 loan for only $217 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
Taking a quick look at sports, baseball is rocked by scandal as three All-Stars have tested positive for a new designer steroid that was previously undetectable. Rather than face suspension, all three plan to announce their retirements. No names have been officially released, but sources say they are outfielder Jeff.
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, The Producer, starring Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane, and The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive.
Real immigration reform begins with enforcement at the border and in the workplace, but it does not end with enforcement. During the last decade, we have doubled the number of Border Patrol agents, and illegal immigration into the United States has also doubled. We need a comprehensive, tough, and fair approach.
Here's Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois giving the Democratic response to last night's speech by George W. Bush. 6:49. About 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock, back to the phones here at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get there, we go. Christian, go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, you know, the national distraction continues. You know, look over here, look over here. There's the new terrorist. You know, I think you really said it well when you said, you know, how many... you know, how many troops are going to be down there? I mean, 6,000, how long is the border? How many troops per border?
You know, I think the border's like, 2,000 miles long, something
okay.
Along that area?
So, you know, 2,000 into 6,000 is how many? So, you know, we're going to have a couple of people per mile. Anyway, it's a non-emergency. It doesn't make sense to... attack the problem in this punitive fashion. You know, the folks who want low-wage jobs here are going to come here to try and get them. You know, I believe in enforcing the border, sure, but, you know, using the troops to do it I don't think makes a lot of sense. It violates the Posse Comitatus Act, for one.
No, well, actually it doesn't. If they do not engage in any law enforcement activity, it does not.
Okay, well, how are they... All right, well,
All they're going to do is build roads and build barriers and assist, but they are not going to do any law enforcement work whatsoever.
Okay, well, that's fine. I stand corrected, but I still think that, you know, creating what sounds to conservatives like an emergency only makes them feel like, yeah, well, you know, he's our president. He's doing something good here. Wow, isn't this great? You know, he's really a strong leader and all this. And I don't see it. I don't see how lax enforcement or non-enforcement at the workplace isn't the real problem.
Well, this administration has really failed to do any of that up until late. I mean, most of its time in office, it's maybe busted two people, and neither one of them ever got fined.
Yeah.
I think one of the more high-profile cases was Walmart. Christian, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Cornelia. Cornelia in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I think this is a much more complex issue, and part of the issue is... the role of the corporations and the companies that hire illegal aliens. And the other issue is, like Diana DeGette said last week, is our policy with Mexico that continues to keep a very large portion of the people very poverty-stricken, so they need to come over here and get jobs. And our policy with most of our countries down in south at the border, where 95% of the people only own 5% of the resources and the wealth, and only, you know, and a very small portion of the population owns almost all the wealth. So as long as you keep making people that are so poverty-stricken, they want to come over to the border and have opportunities here. The other thing, though, is that I think most people are kind of torn because they feel for these poverty-stricken people who are looking so desperately for a decent life. And but 20 million illegal aliens is a problem. A country without borders is not a country. So we go back and forth, but we really need to keep this country. I'm a German immigrant, and so I feel for immigrants. But on the other hand, my father brought us over here because we want to be the United States of America and speak English and have, excuse me, American values, where there's a strong middle class and everybody has an opportunity.
Well, I think everybody agrees that that in order to become an American citizen, you should learn American laws and that you should speak English. I don't think anybody's saying that you shouldn't be able to get out from around that. I mean, nobody's proposing that you not have to speak English. I would also have them memorize the Bill of Rights, because apparently the current administration doesn't know the Bill of Rights. But all of those things, I think, absolutely 100% apply. The question is this president serious about all of this, or is this like the color-coded stuff during, post 9/11, which was, this stunt that the alert kept going up and down during the election, and then as soon as the election was over with, no one now can tell me even what the color code is. I mean, do you even know where we are?
Everything this administration does is smoke and mirrors. Every time they're caught doing something where their numbers go down, they deflect it to something else. When there was the Valerie Plame problem, then they started going back to terrorism, and WMDs, and then they go to Iran, and Karl Rove always changes the focus so that we don't look at what's really going on. And I think that that's true with this issue. I think you're absolutely right. Their numbers are plummeting, and they're desperate to get some sort of attention that they're doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, my question to the administration would be, why now? Why not 6 weeks ago? Why not 6 months ago? Why not 3 years ago? Why not 5 years ago? Why all of a sudden now at this date and at this juncture? That would be my question. Cornelia, thank you. I appreciate the
call.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
And I'd be interested to see what they would say. I'd be interested to see what their answer would be. Let's go to Mike in Thornton. Mike, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Mike.
I have a kind of a question here. You think we're being presumptuous in assuming that these undocumented workers are really illegal immigrants? I mean, maybe they don't want to be citizens, or, what percentage might not care about citizenship?
I think some want to be. I think some just want to come here and work and go home.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think, a lot of these folks are, they're sending money back home, trying to, build a house back there, maybe, hoping the conditions are going to improve in Mexico. I mean, I don't believe that probably half these people plan on staying. I think they are undocumented workers. I think we should open up the guest worker program for people that are, something like an H-1B, but for unskilled laborers.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. People should be free to come and go and pursue jobs as long as they're not exploited, and as long as there's worker safeguards, and as long as they have a right to engage in some kind of organization to protect themselves. But you know what? When you say to somebody, well, they really want to come here to work, and then what they really want to do is they really want to go home, you know what you're doing? You're knocking the country's vanity. Because we all assume that everybody wants to come here because they all want to be like us, when in reality, a lot of people want to come here because they can turn a better dollar, and that it's the economic inequity between what's south of the border and what's going on here that fuels a lot of this. And most of our leadership really doesn't want to look at that question.
Well, probably the Mexican leadership doesn't want to look at it.
They want to look at it because they want the money. They want the money to come backwards. They want the money to come back into Mexico. Mike, I got to go. Excellent call, pal. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
All right. Coming up next, our old buddy Luis Urrea, author of The Devil's Highway, which deals with this whole topic, and The Hummingbird's Daughter. We'll talk to him live from New York City about his reaction to the president's speech and what he thinks. And that's all coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for hanging with us.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Debate over immigration reform has reached a time of decision.
President Bush with a message for Congress as he announced his own immigration reform proposal, starting with sending 6,000 National Guard troops to the poorest border with Mexico.
We're a nation of laws, and we must enforce our laws.
But the Guard won't be border cops. Troops will provide logistical support for the Border Patrol. Former Immigration and Naturalization Commissioner Doris Meisner says sending the Guard to the border is not the answer.
It's a short-term fix.
Some key members of Congress are raising questions about the president's proposal. Live now to correspondent Dan Ravine.
Even some Republicans, Peter, question whether the National Guard is stretched too thin. But the majority leader in the Senate, where the immigration debate has begun, Bill Frist, says he likes the focus on border security. Some conservatives are sending around their analysis of the Senate bill, warning it could let almost 200 million immigrants into the U.S. in the next 20 years. House Republicans certainly feel the Senate proposals are too soft. Now with more CBS News, Frank Setapanic.
A van packed with suspected illegal immigrants crashed in the desert east of San Diego last night, killing two and injuring two dozen more. The city council in San Bernardino, California, has rejected the bill that would limit where illegal immigrants could live and work. The no vote sends that proposal to the voters in a special election. One of the phone companies that reportedly gave the government a list of its customers' calls says that story is wrong. Bell South's Jeff Batcher says there's no evidence the National Security Agency even asked for information.
We cannot find anyone in the corporation who's had any contact with the NSA ever.
Overseas, roadside bombs have killed three more American soldiers in Iraq, one today in Baghdad, two yesterday, 50 miles north of the city. It's still raining in New England. CBS's Sharon Alfonsi is watching the Merrimack River in Haverhill, Massachusetts, swollen by 5 days of downpours.
The river has spilled over its banks. It's definitely swollen, moving quickly, and the rain is still coming down. But emergency officials are telling us that the worst is really over.
But Governor Mitt Romney tells the CBS News Early Show there's a big mess to clean.
The biggest concern is the health hazard of having sewage in people's homes and their basements. We also have seen a lot of dumping. Millions of gallons of sewage has gone into the Merrimack River, and that's going to have an impact potentially downstream, not on drinking water, but environmentally on our shellfish beds.
Pocketbook News, the Labor Department says April wholesale prices jumped almost 1%. Energy prices causing most of the increase. Top down, baby on board. Snapshot is front page news in some of this morning's tabloids. Britney Spears caught tooling around Malibu in a convertible, her infant son in the back seat. The good news, 8-month-old Sean Preston is in a child seat. The bad news, he's facing forward. Infants are supposed to face the rear. S&P futures are up 3. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
You know when you open a birthday card from Grandma? She's usually good for, what, like $5? Well, now imagine that you have 100 grandmas. It feels like that.
Have you ever gotten out of your car and something catches your eye on the ground? You walk over and find a $5 bill? Okay, now pretend you find a $495 bill next to it. It's just like that.
New GEICO customers report average annual savings of $500 on their car insurance. Discover how it feels and how much you could save. Go to GEICO.com. Simple as that.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Three people are dead after a multi-vehicle crash in Sheridan. It happened about 7:30 last night on Highway 285 near Federal. Investigators believe a westbound car lost control, hit a guardrail, and then became airborne and landed on top of an eastbound SUV. The car then rolled several times and hit a tow truck. One other person was seriously injured in the crash. The road was shut down for more than 6 hours. More Latino cops have now come forward claiming discrimination from the Denver police force. At first, there were 8 unhappy cops threatening a class action lawsuit. Now, 21 more Latino peace officers have stepped up to say they believe they've been discriminated against by the Denver PD.
Most of the men and women on this department, they're the best. It is really an honor to work with them. But unfortunately, we have these difficulties that are not being addressed.
Sergeant Leonard Mares with the National Latino Peace Officers Association says they still have hope to resolve problems through mediation. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. We do have an issue up in the high country this morning. We're on westbound I-70. The right-hand lane of the highway is now shut down right at Mount Vernon Canyon due to a semi-truck fire. Unfortunately, there's no great alternate to get around this slowing, and it should be cleared off the highway pretty quickly. Right now, that semi-truck is smoldering on the right-hand side of the highway. Now, back in the metro area, I-25 up on the north end is just jam-packed running southbound between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike. Once again, between I-70 and Spear, and you'll also find heavy traffic heading down from 6th Avenue towards the Broadway Bridge. Eastbound 6th Avenue itself is thick between Federal and I-25, and across I-70, eastbounders are dealing with heavy traffic and sun glare heading eastbound right around Brighton Boulevard. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 79 degrees with clear skies throughout the day. Currently, we're at 48 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Is that I've been visiting with Mexican consuls, which has been really amazing. I mean, I was with the consular corps in Atlanta, and then in Texas, and their feelings about this are really fascinating. It never occurred to me how they would react just to the issue first and foremost, and they were all telling me how deeply humiliated and embarrassed they are about the immigration issue. It hurts them. And I think part of this whole package of what you're hearing from the right is this sort of paranoid belief that, all of Mexico has some evil plot to invade America.
Right.
And, they're mortified. They're embarrassed. They're humiliated. They're ashamed of the political and economic situation that has caused the poor to flee. And they acknowledge very strongly that they feel that this is the best generation they've got, that they're losing because of the disparity socially and economically in the country. So they're trying to work behind the scenes. And it's real interesting to me because, as you know, the Fox administration is a conservative administration. They're essentially Mexico's first Republican president. That's basically what their situation is. And, they're working behind the scenes. I wouldn't say against what President Fox may be doing, but certainly trying to get something straightened out on their side. And I probably told you this before, but the stuff that they are circulating for border reform, which they refuse, by the way, to use as a term. They say you cannot reform something that doesn't exist. There is no border policy, so you can't reform it. They want to write a border policy for both countries. But if you look at what those guys are circulating a little bit underground right now in Mexico, it reads just like the McCain-Kennedy bill, just in Spanish, which I think is real interesting.
So they're not that far off. But
no,
But Cindy Fox has not signed on to this deal, has he?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
What is his position?
Well, here's the deal. You can, I'm always telling people on your show, follow the money. This is, whatever you may think about what's going on, this is a free market phenomenon. This is capitalism at its finest, and this is what happens. This is all about the money. Now, if you want to know Vicente Fox's sly response to all this, just remember the day without an immigrant. I, unfortunately, was a talking head on CNN that day wondering, what the heck am I doing, man?
Yeah, I know that.
What am I doing? But you remember when we had the Day Without an Immigrant protests and marches and blah, blah, blah. What did Vicente Fox do? Vicente Fox mounted a march against gringo products in Mexico City. Remember?
Yeah.
He had thousands of Mexicans boycotting gringo products and marching against, I don't know what, Vicks VapoRub? Probably not. It's made in Mexico. RCA Records, they're made in Mexico. I don't know what a gringo product is anymore, but they boycotted them. This was classic Vicente Fox politics because it stopped people from marching on his presidential palace and complaining about his part in it. He's a master at deflecting the attention. So, instead of I said a couple of times, I wish a couple of million of the marchers would then go to Mexico City and lay siege to Fox for a while, because he's been a real master at making himself seem completely blameless.
We need Marcos.
Yeah.
We need Marcos to resurface and lead the movement.
He's making the rounds, but I as far as the Fox policy, I think as a Mexican governmental policy, you're seeing it in play, and that is they don't want these people to come home. They needed them to come here. to relieve the societal pressure that would lead to revolution. Let's face it. I mean, I don't want to be a radical, but that's what they're avoiding. At the very least, they're avoiding a horrible intensifying of their economic layering that they've got, and the bottom is dying.
What about the idea of a concerted Marshall Plan for Mexico to upright it economically so that there isn't the need for people to come here to seek, you know, jobs that pay more than what they pay at home, or at least create jobs at home so that they would stay there?
I'm with you, Jay. Let's do it.
I want to know. You know, I want to know if it's a far-fetched idea, because I mean, somebody once said to me, and I think it makes a lot of sense. If you're living in Illinois, for instance, and I've used this example on the air a gazillion times, you're living in Illinois making a dollar a day, and you find out Missouri will pay you $25 a day. Hey, you're going to Missouri.
Dude, it happened in the Dust Bowl, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You know, it happened when the African Americans headed north out of the South. You know, it's free market economy. The economy works the way it works. And, you know, a Marshall Plan is not a bad idea. I mean, one of the complaints in Mexico, and this is among the you know, progressive-minded guys that are, again, working sort of underground, and you know real well that, you know, Al Franken's in Mexico stand a good chance of being shot. So
right, exactly.
Those guys who are progressives are really laying it on the line, but they, you know, their stance is a very simple one. We owe 80 cents of every earned dollar to foreign debt, period. Until we can get that taken care of, how can we possibly make enough money to address these issues? And I think that's real interesting. Now, one of the horrible things, and another thing that the consuls mentioned to me, is that, you know, they deal with two levels of Mexican society in the United States: the unbelievably poor who fled here to try to earn money, and the obscenely filthy, horrifyingly rich. And I say that, I know it sounds... you know, it sounds critical, and I know there are a lot of good, rich people listening to your show, but the fact is that Mexican moneyed class, you know, is kind of poisonous, and you know, I can't tell you how many Mexican politicians have told me I would 100 times rather deal with somebody who's here who's poor than one of those rich bastards, which I thought, you know, I've heard that over and over again. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. And one thing I just have to say, I mean, I know we have a lot to talk about. You know, I know it's hard to give Bush any credit right now for anything. But, you know, I think he really does, on a certain level, feel for the people coming here and understand something about them. On the other hand, I think he totally was playing to the, you know, to the talk radio right with this thing. Because, you know, honestly, who the heck is going to pay for the soldiers going to the border?
Well, we are. I mean, where's it going to get? You know, that was my first question last night, is where are we going to get the money for all of this?
Yeah, we have all that extra dough sitting around, right?
Yeah, right. We're gonna borrow it, is basically what we're going to do. The Chinese are going to pay for it.
Yeah, why don't they just put the Chinese troops on the border and skip the middlemen?
Yeah, exactly. All right, hang on, Luis, and we'll come back. Hang on a second here in your plush digs there in New York City, and we'll come back with Luis Urrea, author of The Devil's Highway, an excellent book on the border, and also The Hummingbird's Daughter, a great novel. And he's written so many other things, and you can read them in the New York Times and many other publications. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. And hey, just want to remind you that next week I'll be giving away gas for your next summer giveaway. I'll be calling out names from the AM 760 Progressive Club numbers at 620, 720, 820, and 920. That's from Progressive Club members. And if I call your name, you'll have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call and claim $100 worth of petrol from AM 760. Now, if you're an AM 760 Progressive Club...
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crossy Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from 4 crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crossy Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
How come all the good guys are married?
Yeah, where are all the great women?
I've tried every online dating service.
You never know if the profiles are true. Some are actually bogus.
Yeah, and then you find out the creep's married.
Or pictures from 15 years ago.
Then, if you're lucky enough to find someone interesting, they live in Anchorage.
Matchmaking services cost a king's ransom and don't work.
And of course, speed dating is really natural.
I did the church thing.
And I got sick of the bar scene.
Those are just a few reasons why they created Denver Singles Only for Denver Singles Only, a unique combination of online dating and exciting Denver area activities. Their extensive membership screenings confirmed their members are all local, safe, single, and the age they claim. They even have programs for single parents and their children, and those without an internet connection. Don't forget the weekly bash with a live band, dancing, games, discussions, and more. And their prices are ridiculously low. Check them out today at DenverSO.com. That's DenverSO.com.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
And we'll keep your house cooler in the summer. How about solar-powered attic fan or a solar-powered tube that provides free light in your house? Now when Tom Martino needed a roof done, let me tell you something, XL did it, and they did an excellent job. And you got to know, if you're going to do Martino's house, you got to do it right. So get off your half moons and call XL at 303-761-6400 or go check them out on their website at XL Roofing. That's XLRoofing.com.
Top three reasons I need professional installation. Number three, I don't do windows. Number two, I don't do roofing either. And number one, I don't lift a finger, it gets done.
When you need roofing, siding, or windows installed, relax. The Home Depot can help. Guaranteed. With a hand-picked group of professionals we stand behind. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth. Only high rollers can afford the most popular Vegas shows.
Nonsense. Travelocity has exclusive deals on the hottest shows and Flight Plus Hotel savings.
Myth 2. The roulette wheel is not a ride.
Yes, it is. Wee!
The best of Vegas for less. Visit Travelocity.com/Vegas or AOL keyword travel for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Don't let the high price of gas spoil your plans for a summer getaway. Starting next Monday, AM 760's Jay Marvin wants to pump you up.
Here's how it works. Every hour on my show at 620, 720, 820, and 920, I'll call out the name of an AM 760 Progressive Club member. You'll have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call and claim $100 worth of gas. If you're not a Progressive Club member, go to AM760.net to sign up now.
We are here to pump you are.
Jay Marvin's gas giveaway starts May 22nd with 4 chances to win every morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I hear the talking of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a hair and radio.
722, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 79. Mostly sunny skies. Every time I play this song, Luis, every time the song comes on, I want to reel off all my ex-station identification letters, you know?
X-E-R-P, baby.
X-R-F, Ciudad Acuña, Coahuila, Mexico. Right?
Yeah, man.
X-T-R-A.
Tijuana, Mexico.
X-R-O-K-A. Oh, I remember all of those things, right?
I wish we were on a Mexican radio, man.
I wish we, you know, I want to be back in the old days of, like, the old XCRF, where, you know, we could get on the air at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the Skywave would come up and sell tap dance lessons and piano piano wheels. And
get
and,
Reverend Ike on there, man.
Yeah, Reverend Ike and Coder, who I remember counting once in a 20-minute time period, no, once in a, like, a 5-6-minute time period, said his Said his mailing address 22 times.
That's the way, man.
Write me Reverend Ike, P.O. Box 22, Boston, Massachusetts.
He used to say, and you know, this could be the theme for the day. Remember, he used to say, I don't want my pie in the sky. I want my pie now.
That's right.
Which is part of the issue that we're facing right now. And, you know, earlier, by the way, you'd asked me what about Fox's position about all this. And I just want to say one thing that, you know, people either don't know or don't think about, and that is the most dearly held position, I believe, right now in the Mexican government is keep those people in the United States. We went to all this effort to move them north. We don't want them coming home. And they're in a real panic politically that those folks, because they understand something in Mexico we don't understand here, which I'm going to mention in a second, but they're in a panic that those folks who have come here and made their bucks are going to then come home to retire. They don't want them to come home. The whole issue politically out of Mexico is that they could not deal with the population they had, so they moved it north. And we can talk about the roots of that philosophy, which came from the United States. I hate to say that, but
well, we've been running a Bracero program here for years.
Well, I can give you my fast tour of illegal immigration, the way I see it. But here's the thing they understand in Mexico, which we have lost in the propaganda war up here. We call it illegal immigration. First and foremost, right there, aside from any semantic argument that, you know, that's sort of propaganda language to begin with, immigration is really a misnomer, because what Mexico understands is the vast majority of the people coming north are not immigrating. They're not coming here to be U.S. citizens. They're migrating. They're coming here to work. They ain't coming here to retire here. They're coming here to work and to go home. If the jobs were home, they'd stay home. If the jobs dried up here, they'd go home. They're not immigrants. They're migrants.
Hence the Marshall Plan idea.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And another thing that, you know, I have really come to believe is needed is a straight, trustworthy source of information for the American voter to understand what's really going on, aside from all propaganda, all inflammation, you know, all BS, all Raleigh James talk show talk, all Sean Hannity talk show talk, everybody's talk, and just give Americans, as honestly as you can, a good centrist report on what is going on. And I was actually talking to some of these Mexican politicians saying, why don't we demand from both of our governments a 9/11 report on immigration, binational, bipartisan, straight up the line, and tell everybody. See, I don't think that's what they want. I don't think they want you informed.
No, I think they want us inflamed.
Exactly, Jay.
And I think there's a heavy degree of racism involved in this.
I do, too. Xenophobia, man.
Yep.
You know, here's the arguments you hear. They'll say, here's one that I love. People keep telling me, you don't know what kind of filth and disease those people are bringing into their country.
Right, right.
And, you know, I have to feel like a monster by saying, well, you know, excuse me, ma'am, but shall we look at historically who brought filth and disease to this continent? Who annihilated hundreds of thousands of people with disease? I hate to say it, but it was your ancestors. You know, that doesn't go over well, but it was white Europeans who brought filth and depravity and disease. So, you know, historically, if you look at it, you know, I always tell people, who were the first illegal aliens? Chinese people. We had an anti-Chinese exclusionary act. The first border patrol, before there was a border patrol, was the anti-Chinese expeditionary force. A cavalry, dig this, who rode around the American West catching Chinese people, and what did they do? Deported them to Mexico.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, what did we do? We prosecuted their employers. Sound familiar? You know, you talked about the Bracero program. If you really look at these issues, you know, the workforce in California's Imperial Valley pre-World War II was strongly not only white, you know, lower-class workers, but Asian.
Yeah, that's very true.
And what did we do in World War II? We took the Japanese, rounded them up, and put them in concentration camps.
Well, you got people here who want to do the same thing to Mexicans who are here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's, you know, East L.A. is already the concentration concentration camp. So
El Monte.
El Monte, yeah. But, you know, those workers disappeared, and they had to bring in Mexican braceros, which began this cycle. Now, in the 50s, after World War II, there was a paper written at Harvard, John Kenneth Galbraith and his guys, which formalized the idea of this, of moving a third world rural population out of the suffering third world country into a neighboring first world country to alleviate the revolutionary pressures. That position paper was taken quite seriously by Mexico. So, you know, in some ways, we're harvesting something that we ourselves helped to sow.
All right, so before we run out of time here, because we're getting to the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, man.
So the president's speech last night and the president's plan either A, solves some things, B, solves nothing, C, is a cheap political stunt. Pick.
All of the above. I mean, we're going to take the National Guard troops, right, a large percentage of whom are Mexicans, to go to the border to support the Border Patrol, but we're not militarizing the border. I don't know how you can call adding 6,000 troops not militarizing the border. They're already there. The National Guard already patrols the New Mexico border. You know, as you well know, there's Army bases and military bases all the way along the line. Anything that helps the Border Patrol is of interest to me. But, you know, I've never yet heard the Border Patrol weigh in. They should turn over, you know, the control of this issue not only to governors of border states, you know, Jeanette Napolitano, who was the first to send the National Guard in this new round, by the way, because Arizona's overwhelmed. But, you know, I'd love to hear, just go get a beat cop from the Border Patrol and have him talk to America about what's needed.
Yeah, I think it'd be an excellent idea if they get on there and say what they really believe.
But they can't, because they'll lose their jobs. And if they tell you, hey, guess what, we're ordered by the federal government not to catch people all the time, what's America going to do when they hear that message that is absolute gospel truth?
Go berserk.
They are going to go berserk. You know, the governments know. When there are not enough workers, you got to get workers in there. And they call up the Border Patrol and say, hey, you guys, you want to go over and sit out and listen to Led Zeppelin tapes for a day or two? And that's what they do.
All right, Luis, it's always a pleasure to have you on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, brother, good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, I know. And when's your book tour over with?
It's just about to end. I'm going to go to Albuquerque after this.
Yeah, and then?
And then I go home and sputter out on little trips. I'm going to Aspen and other places. But
oh, gee, when are you going to be in Aspen?
I'm doing that Aspen Book Festival in June.
What's the date on that? Do you know?
I don't know. It's near. It's second half of June. But I'll be coming through town, so we'll get together and have some fish tacos, man.
Yep, you got it. And we'll discuss the world. And people can check out your work at LuisUrrea.com.
Yeah.
That's LuisUrrea.com. Or Get the Devil's Highway or The Hummingbird's Daughter. Read them both. They're essential reading. Yeah. Luis, I love you, man. It's good
love
to talk
you too,
to
you. Jay.
All right.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, there's my bud, Luis Urrea. All right, we'll continue. Your phone calls, and you want to react to what Luis has to say, and you want to talk more about the president's speech last night, 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines. It's 7:31, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, all of our trouble up in the high country along westbound I-70 right at Mountain Vernon Canyon is now wrapped up. We had a quick semi-truck fire, but again, all lanes of the highway have now reopened. Back taking a look at our Denver highways, we are heavy and slow across the board. Eastbound I-70 is jammed up between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, and the eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are also very heavy and slow, coming out of Lakewood between Federal and I-25. Across the Turnpike, eastbound Highway 36 is jammed up between Federal and 25 as well. And, of course, that stretch along southbound I-25 up on the north end between 104th Avenue and the Turnpike continues to build this morning. You'll also find heavy traffic south of here between I-70 and Spear, and once again between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge. Taking a look at today's forecast, we'll see highs up around 79 degrees and clear skies throughout the day. Currently, we're at 51 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Have you been spending a lot of time worrying about your data? Now you can stop worrying with the introduction of Quest Office Plus. Call 1-800-730-2188 for more information on Quest Office Plus. That's their spirit of service. request.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you wake up this morning hoping today you'd finally meet the one? Well, then there's something you should know. Last year alone, hundreds of thousands of people found a fabulous relationship on Match.com. So is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Today could be the day. Check out our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
7:33, 27 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And every one of those vehicles, over 500 on the lot, are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And don't forget about Rocky's matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they put down $1,500. You've got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle, and they have got some great cars out there, including the original American sports car, the Vet, the Corvette. Now, you know what? Someday we're not going to be running on fossil fuel, and let's hope it's in the not-too-distant future. But until we get to that point, if you need a car, the best place to go to get a bang for your buck is Rocky's Autos. The folks who work out there, they're all dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. I've been through the training sessions with the salespeople, and they emphasize, number one, customer service. Not sales, customer service. Guys out there are like Spanky and the Al Shear brothers and Colby Harris and Dave Dunn. And guys out there who will just definitely take care of you and make sure that your buying experience is a good one. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And there's got to be a good reason why they've been going all these years. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mary and I love them. They're my friends, and I recommend them to anybody. Rocky's Autos. Check them out online at rockysautos.com or get out there and see them in person. The corner is 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Ojo's, with over 30 years of award-winning Colorado-style pizza, has a new special. Buy one of their famous 3-pound, 3-topping pizzas and get a 2-pound specialty pie absolutely free Sunday through Wednesday. Sip a draft for $1.50 for a limited time at participating locations. Pizza's now available and gluten-free.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AMZ 760 Progressive Talk.
We have thousands of National Guards in Iraq, so we are already stretching and really under tremendous stress the way things are right now, because we have a shortage of National Guards that are here in California.
There's California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Even he isn't real thrilled with the plan. One line open at 303-713-7600. Talking about something that has been ongoing on this radio station and every other radio station now for months on end, and this is the immigration debate. But George W. Bush finally weighed in on it last night. Going to send the National Guard, 6,000 troops, down to the border. The issue of earned citizenship or amnesty, as opponents for the proposal cause it, is likely to be center stage as lawmakers take up President Bush's call for immigration reform. Bush's approach to immigration outlined in an address last night combines tougher border enforcement with a guest worker program. Your critique of his speech and whether you think it's some kind of a political stunt, because you know what? We're 6 months from the elections. And maybe this is Bush, you know, this is Bush playing to the right, to the conservative right of his party, which would not agree with him over the whole earned citizenship idea, but does like the idea, I believe, of the National Guard. And, you know, it's kind of like the color-coded thing. where it, during the 2004 campaign, it was orange, it was blue, it was green, it was whatever. Who knows what those color codes are now? You heard what Luis had to say about it. You know, my suggestion is to scuttle NAFTA and engage in some kind of Marshall Plan to build economic opportunity in Mexico, so the people in Mexico, guest workers, don't feel like they have to come here. But then again, of course, the president's constituents want a lot of cheap labor. And if you look at the enforcement against employers, they've cited maybe two in the last four years, I think it was, not very many, and hardly any have been fined. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Arvada. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just caught the tail end of that last caller. He sounded interesting. I wish I could have heard more. But he was commenting that he would like to hear from the rank and file people down there on the border, working down there on the borders.
Border Patrol agents.
Right. And listening to another radio show, I've heard these guys call in several times. They have formed a big consortium of law enforcement officers, sheriffs, and police departments and stuff along the border. And, I mean, what these guys are talking about, I mean, Jay almost got into an accident. I was staring at the radio with my mouth hanging open, you know. They're talking about pitched gun battles across the border, dump trucks full of drugs, getting stuck, and, people in Mexican army uniforms, shooting back at border guards.
Oh yeah.
Like that.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, just stuff like this. But you know, that might be a source if you wanted to find somebody like that. You know,
there's this
consortium down there of law enforcement.
There's a guy named Chuck Bowden who wrote a whole book about that, about the drug trade between Mexico and the United States. I think he wrote it 2 years ago. I wish I could remember the title of it. And then there's the other thing about, there's a story, it was in the news here not too long ago. Again, it's been in and out of the news now for the last year, year and a half, about the 14 to 15 women, there may be more of them, who have been mysteriously murdered in Juarez, and they don't know who's doing it and can't find out who's doing it and don't know what's behind it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any connection there or not, but yeah, there's certainly strange doings along the border.
But there's a lot of violence going on there, and there's a lot of unchecked violence, and there's a lot of operating by drug cartels, so you're right about that. And that stuff needs to be taken care of.
And it would appear that it's being done with the support of the Mexican army, Mexican military. I mean, maybe rogue, but still, I'll give them that much credit. And I mean, most people consider me a fire-breathing liberal, most conservatives would anyway, but I think this is a real serious issue, and it needs to be looked at. You can't close the border, and you can't deport 11 million people, you just can't, without rounding them up into boxcars and putting them in camps with barbed wire and stuff, and... Does that sound reminiscent of something?
Yeah, well, I've gotten calls from people and emails from people from time to time who advocate exactly that.
But you can't, logistically, you just can't even do it. So, you've got to work out some kind of plan that's going to hit it from all sides, and you're going to have to ultimately end up offering some kind of citizenship package just to make them come to the surface.
Yep, I agree bring him out of the shadows. Jim, thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Nancy in Boulder. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jake. I wanted to let you know, first of all, that the alert level is yellow. It was running across the bottom of CNN last week.
Oh, okay. So we know that it's yellow.
Yes. So, but you can pretty much bet that before the midterm election, it will go up at least one color.
I'm sure. I think you're probably right.
So one of the things that I was questioning, and I don't know how to find out the answer, Bush mentioned last night that 66% of an increase in financial support to the Border Patrol, and we all know that's a lie, but how do we find out what it really was? And he also never mentioned how much this is all supposed to cost us.
Well, he talked about in vague terms about raising the amount of contributions to local law enforcement agencies and state agencies that operate around the border. He talked about doubling the size of the Border Patrol. He talked about all of those things, but he didn't tell us where the money's going to come from. But I can tell you exactly where the money's going to come from.
Well, we're going to borrow it, but
that's exactly right. The Chinese,
but how much are we going to be borrowing?
The Chinese are going to be the ones that are going to finance this. You know, what I would do if I were you, I would write your congressperson and ask him.
Okay.
Because they have their hands in the federal budget. They would know. That's what I'd do.
All right, and you know, and when they talk about putting the National Guard on the borders to build fences, I think, is that the best use of their time? And
no.
You know, how are they trained for that? The only good part about that is that it's not a no bid contract going to Halliburton.
No, but it's the National Guard is stretched so thin.
Right.
It's a stopgap measure that is just going to appease his base and appease some hardcores in this society who go, yeah, you know, get the Border Patrol down there, take care of it. I mean, get the National Guard down there. Why doesn't he take the money and the resources and pour it into the Border Patrol, who are trained professionals and know how to deal with this situation? Why doesn't he do that? Why didn't he do this years ago?
Exactly.
Instead of all of a sudden now.
Conspicuous by its absence was any mention of a northern border. You know, we do have two of them, and we've had terrorists come through the north border. We know that. And not a word about the Canadian border.
Well, because we have to stop the Mexicans. They're the current scourge against the United States. And, you know, because now, you know, the Islamo-fascists have lost appeal. So now the new enemy is the Mexicans. Nancy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
That's right. We've got to stop them from getting over here because they're taking over the country. And as one caller said to me a couple of weeks ago, God forbid do you realize that the population of the United States in 2005 will be predominantly brown? Oh, God, what are we going to do?
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Taking a look at I-25 itself, you southbounders across the Thornton-North Glen commute are still heavy coming across 104th Avenue, continuing down towards Highway 36. You'll also jam up between I-70 and Spear, and once again between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge. In today's forecast, we'll see a high of about 79 degrees, and currently we're at a warm 51 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Toyota owners, during the month of May, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Don't miss this great deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends May 31st.
The Al Franken Show.
There's a lot of things I don't like. For example, I don't like people burning the flag, but you have to have the right. I mean, if you're going to make an amendment to ban the burning of the American flag, you might as well make an amendment that would allow states to prosecute exotic dancers for picking up U.S. currency with something other than their hands.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of 4 installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited-time free offer is available only on my website, 4bruce.com. That's the number 4bruce.com. That's the number 4bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 4bruce.com now.
Every day, millions of people go to Match.com. So many of them find love, get married, and raise families. So, is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Online dating is a great way to meet someone these days. Get going with our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what if you just made
a birdhouse?
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, there's our program.
A mother and her teenage son. An unspeakable crime. What happens when a young man's personal tragedy lands him squarely in the harsh glare of daytime talk shows and the 24-hour news cycle? Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley, a provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 79, under mostly sunny skies. We're talking about Bush's speech last night, not only about his guest worker program and earned citizenship, but also about sending the National Guard down to the border. And I grant you, you know, we've been talking about immigration for a long, long time. At least on this radio station and many other stations. And are we recovering old ground here? As my chair squeaks in the background? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Joe in Arvada. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
You still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Two things. Just one from a surely practical point. I work in the construction industry and have quite a while now. If we stop folks coming up here from Latin America, this industry will shut down. It's done.
There are no Americans to do those jobs?
If there are, I don't see them. But not, and they won't do them for the pay that these guys are getting, and they're not going to do it. I go to some sites. These guys have been there before I get there at 7 in the morning, and they're also there when I leave at 7 at night.
See, this is the huge debate. This is the debate that nobody, that I can't get an answer to, that I've tried to get an answer to, that I asked the question yesterday and nobody wanted to bite on it. Are there jobs that Americans will not do, yes or no? We get numerous callers up here that say, oh, well, you know, that's not true. Americans would do it if it paid enough and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Will they do it or will they not do it?
I think they'll do it if they're paid enough, but they don't pay these guys squat. A lot of them work second jobs on weekends.
Well,
I've had guys come up and ask me if they could mow my lawn on weekends after a 12-hour day.
But, you know, if jobs in the workplace don't pay much, I mean, is that the fault of people voting against their own interests and trying to, you know, and keeping unions out? I mean, where is that coming from?
We're cutting our own throats is where it's coming from. We've done it to ourselves. We've let the pundits tell us, oh, unions are bad. Unions are communist or socialist or something like that. And let business just run wild. They do what they damn well please. They pay what they please. With these folks, there's no benefits. They don't have to worry about sick time. They don't have to worry about downtime at all because they are desperate. They need the money, and they will work for whatever they can get.
Yeah, you know what? Sad but true. So we know that there are jobs that Americans would do if it paid, but
yes.
Since they don't pay, they're not going to do it. And without foreign workers to come in here and to do the jobs, then what ends up happening is the jobs are not going to get done.
Right, because how long will it take them to recruit people now? Because people got so sick of being treated like crap, American people, that is, they don't want to go in there and work like dogs and get paid like dogs. And they figure, if I go back to work for this guy, the same thing's going to happen all over again. And maybe that's stupid, but for God's sake, how many Americans are willing to live 10 people to a two-bedroom apartment?
No, not many that I know of.
The cost of living being what it is, the lifestyle that Americans are used to, and I'm not saying a princely lifestyle, I'm saying a decent style of living.
Sure.
You aren't going to do on $6 an hour, folks. It ain't happening.
So, you know what we need, as well as a look at immigration, we need a real examination of wages in this country.
We need a real examination of wages because people working in the section of our country where the economy and the jobs are right now can't make enough to live off of. They can't make enough to pay their bills. And, you know, again, the folks that are coming up here from Latin America, they are desperate, and where they're coming from is so much worse.
Yeah, you know,
what
we need to do. We need to get a union spokesman or a union historian on this program to talk about that, and that's exactly who I'm going to go find, and that's exactly who we're going to put on here. Joe, thank you. Excellent call. Really appreciate it.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Lola in Centennial. Lola, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. I just want to say I'm just disappointed in the Democrats and the whole thing. I mean, last night's speech was just pandering to his right-wing base. I mean, that's all that was about. He disappointed his right-wing people. But I just want to say, I think this whole issue is the immigration. I'm an Hispanic. I grew up in El Paso. And I think this whole thing is a racist issue. And if the Democrats don't start getting together and saying that this is unacceptable, I mean, this whole thing, we need to bring back Ward Churchill, for God's sake, and people that will mobilize us and get people pissed off.
It's race. It's race and it's economics.
It is race and it's economics, but I am tired of it. I'm a third generation Hispanic. I'm a professional. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Minutemen. I mean, it's what we may as well just that we do. We miss Hitler. Do we miss Saddam? Why don't we just bring these guys back? Because I'm sick and tired of hearing this. And accepting the fact that these racists are running amongst us and being okay with this.
Yeah, I don't like the Minutemen either. I think they are misguided, and I think many of them are racist.
I just want to make that comment. I mean, I work very hard. I work at Denver Health Hospital, and we see a lot of people that immigrate and that don't have benefits. And yes, it's upsetting but you know what? It's a charitable thing. It's a humanitarian thing. You know what happened to values and caring about people? And yes, it's hard on an economy, but are you going to turn your back? You know, I have a housekeeper that I help out, not because I need it, but because she'll starve to death, and she paid somebody to come over here and work. She paid a coyote $5,000 just to work here, and she, along the border, she saw women and children dead along the border, hundreds of them, she said. And she did that just to come here. It was horrifying. You know, and
yeah.
I'm just, you know, it's just really sad that we can't mobilize. I mean, we should just mobilize, get angry, and stop this racism.
I know in my heart of hearts, because I've seen it before on my 53 years in this planet, that racism plays a good part in this, as well as people being economically threatened. And the thing is their real enemy is the government and a move, by businesses in conjunction with the government to break down unionization. I mean, it's all of these things, to the failure to raise the minimum wage. I mean, it's all of these things, but it's more convenient to turn on people who don't look like you and who don't have your culture, and it's more, you know, xenophobia. I mean, it's you know, we've had it in this country before, and we have it now, and we'll have it in the future, and there's some people who just, very easily play into it. Lola, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay.
All right. And I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them at all. I don't play into any of that. Let's work this thing out. And you know what? I like the Hispanic culture. I value it. And I realize that the majority of immigrants from Mexico are hardworking, good people. They really are. And they don't deserve the kind of treatment they're getting in the media, and particularly what they're getting in the right-wing media, in which they're being beat upon verbally and audio-wise every single frickin' day. It's disgusting. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got a Professor Nancy Morbitz coming up next. And we'll talk to her about immigration and the plight.
Herbs help this woman lose a lot of weight.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Herbs can help you too. Fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hoodia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. And you know what contains all of these? Kaito Gold.
I didn't change my eating habits at all.
I'm Tom Martino. With this special, buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-diet.com.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free smushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE.
The Majority Report. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. Some like it, some don't. The bottom line for President Bush, selling immigration reforms won't be easy. CBS's Bob Fuss has reaction from Congress.
House Speaker Dennis Hastert called the plan to send National Guard troops to the border a shot in the arm, but House Republicans range from cool to outright hostile to the rest of the president's plan, allowing guest workers and letting current illegal immigrants stay legally. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin responded for the Democrats.
We don't need a military solution to break a political stalemate.
He says Mr. Bush has to use his authority not with the National Guard, but to convince Republicans in Congress to go along with a comprehensive immigration bill. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
KNX Radio's Luis Torres tells us how the president's speech played in Los Angeles.
Spanish language radio and television stations provided extensive coverage of the president's address. Overall, there appeared to be support for the proposed guest worker program, but lots of criticism of the plan to use the National Guard. Some called it an unwelcome militarization of the border.
Carlos Alvarez, with a Los Angeles-based pro-immigrant group, doesn't even like the guest worker proposal.
The temporary workers must return at the end of their stay. So basically, it's just a process of exploiting the worker while they're here for cheaper pay and for higher profits for each of the businesses that are working under this temporary worker program.
There's a new twist in the domestic surveillance story that caused such an outcry last week. Bell South, one of three phone companies that reportedly gave calling records to the National Security Agency, says that story was wrong.
We obviously receive subpoenas every day and handle those in accordance with normal procedure, but we receive no correspondence from the NSA whatsoever.
Bell South spokesman Jeff Batcher. Parts of New England, swamped by more than a foot of rain since the weekend, could get an inch of fresh rain today. But Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney tells the CBS News Early Show,
"We do believe that the worst is over. The rivers have crested and they're beginning to pull back a bit."
Regina Fattacanti says a lot of her neighbors in Lowell, Massachusetts, were forced out of their homes late yesterday.
They were pulling up with boats, loading people into boats, getting people to higher ground.
They were putting people on the back of some very large trucks just saying, hold on.
They claim they'll help you dig out from under a pile of debt, but the IRS says some credit counseling services just steer clients to management companies that charge big fees. IRS Commissioner Mark Everson says that's why 41 counseling services have been stripped of tax-exempt status.
We found in our audits that the big players in this industry were just hurting people into debt management plans. They weren't really providing any financial counseling at all.
The new federal bankruptcy law requires credit counseling before filing for bankruptcy protection. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead about 10 points. The NASDAQ Composite's down a fraction. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. It's the commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. UBS Wealth Management. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
If your sinus congestion comes with pain, it's time to clear something up about sinus medicine. Some sinus medicines treat congestion, but not pain. New Tylenol Sinus is different. It gives more complete relief by combining the pure pain relief of Tylenol with powerful sinus medicine. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Sinus. Take only as directed.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Research misconduct, an allegation all too familiar to Ward Churchill. This time the claim comes from a University of Minnesota faculty member who says Churchill published one of her photos without her permission and then exaggerated the facts on the caption. The picture allegedly shows a child's grave. It was first used in a 1998 award-winning book on Indian boarding schools. The new allegation comes as CU Standing Committee on Research Misconduct prepares to release a report on its investigation of Churchill on charges including falsifying data or misrepresenting historical facts in his scholarly work. That report could come out today. An avalanche watch has been issued for the Colorado Mountains above 11,000 feet.
We're still getting snow at high elevations over the past week, and then this upcoming week we're going to rise about 10 to 15 degrees in overall average temperature, and that could produce a wet slab avalanche cycle.
Ethan Green, director of the Colorado Avalanche Center, says the watch is in effect until Thursday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. We're off to a great wrap-up to this morning's drive. Unfortunately, we do have two problem spots, but both of these crashes have been pulled off to the right-hand shoulder. First, taking a look at southbound I-25. We now have three cars right at Thornton Parkway on the right-hand shoulder, definitely causing jamming coming in from the Thornton-North Glen area. But fortunately, our jams will start to wrap up as we enter into this midday drive. Now, across westbound C-470 and Highlands Ranch, still got a three-car crash pulled off to the right-hand shoulder at Platte Canyon. We're backed up here, back to Santa Fe, and the rest of our drive just remains heavy and slow. Eastbound I-270 is still jamming up between I-76 and Vasquez, and we also have heavy traffic coming out of Lakewood across eastbound 6th Avenue right between Federal and the I-25 interchange. In today's forecast, we'll see mostly clear skies and highs up around 79 degrees. Currently, we're at 56 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Need a quick dinner idea? Check out kingsoopers.com before you head to the store. Find recipes, a food and wine pairing guide, and lots more. You can even have your favorite King Soopers groceries delivered right to your door with Home Shop. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Faster than a Republican's Lexus. More powerful than a K Street lobbyist. Able to leap tall lies in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 8 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's a high today of 79 under mostly sunny skies, with our apologies to Big Head Todd. All right. We're going to talk to a professor of clinical law at the NYU School of Law, Nancy Morowitz. She is Morowitz. She is our special guest. Professor Morowitz has taught civil litigation, lawyer theory, government benefits, the public policy at the Public Policy Clinic, and her list of achievements is quite long. And Professor, good morning, and welcome to the program, and thank you for agreeing to appear.
Pleased to be here.
All right, you saw the president's speech last night, obviously, and you heard what he had to say. And what was your impression of it?
Well, I was very disappointed. I should say maybe not disappointed because I wasn't surprised, but the president really hasn't shown any leadership on this issue since December when it became a very hot issue in Congress. And I'm worried that what he's doing is setting the stage for a bill that will be a very bad bill for immigrants and a bad bill for America.
Now, how will it be a bad bill for immigrants? Because a guest worker program affords those immigrants no rights?
Well, no, there are several problems. I mean, there are problems in terms of a guest worker program that that is based on people rotating in and out of the country and is unrealistic about the kinds of ties people establish when they're in the United States. But the broader problem is that the House bill, the president has never repudiated, and which will be the bill that that people will have to compromise with in Congress, is a very, very anti-immigrant bill that affects not just undocumented people in this country, but it affects legal residents, it affects citizens, it affects anybody who is thought to look like an immigrant by local police. It's a very dangerous bill all around. And what the president said was that the Senate should move forward on what he calls a compromise bill, and then they should go into conference with the House, and, of course, they should further compromise. Well, the House bill is so terrible, and the Senate bill that we're starting with is really not very favorable to immigrants. So the path we're going down towards, the path that will lead to many people facing deportation, many people having all the more reason to be scared and in fact, live in the shadows. The president says he doesn't want that, but his proposal would, in fact, lead to that.
Well, certainly part of the House bill that talks about taking the 11 to 12 million undocumented workers that are here now and turning them into felons, and also anybody who helps them out, making them felons, that certainly is not... I mean, it's unacceptable. I don't understand.
It's not acceptable, but there are aspects of that that are in the Senate bill that people are seeing going forward. I mean, there are efforts to fix this in the Senate bill, but I mean, right now, for example, the Senate bill makes lots of people subject to criminal prosecution who are not currently subject to criminal prosecution.
Such as?
People who are undocumented who might have come into the country 9 years ago, people who are eligible for the legalization program, they're also subject to being criminally prosecuted under this bill. I mean, these are aspects of the bill people aren't that aware of and that some people in Congress are trying to fix. But the basic problem is that the Senate started with a really bad bill out of the House and they just fixed pieces of it. And they tried to put it together with a bill that would provide status to people who deserve to get status. But they didn't take away all the things that were in the House bill. So you have a bill that altogether, on one hand, invites people to come forward, pay taxes, pay a penalty, so on and so forth, but at the same time turns around and still makes people subject to criminal prosecution for just being here.
11 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Professor Nancy Morowitz with us, and we're talking here about President Bush's speech last night. If I were to say, okay, you set up something, Professor, what would be the first thing you'd do?
If I were going to do something?
Yeah, if I told you you had the power to write the bill.
Well, I would start by having a set of enforcement laws that made sense, a set of enforcement laws that were based on American values. I mean, the problem is that if you throw resources into enforcement of laws and the laws underneath them don't make any sense, then you then you're throwing resources to enforcing, you know, just bad laws. And so I would look to fix the laws so that there are humane ways for people to establish their status who should be able to be here, and for people who are legal residents to stay here. And so, you know, there are things about the current enforcement system which don't make any sense and which ought to be fixed. One of the reasons there's been an increase in the undocumented population in the United States is that back in 1996, Congress passed some very unrealistic laws that made it so that once somebody's in the United States, it's very dangerous to go home because you'll never be allowed to come back again. And so I would fix things like that so that people had a reason to, so that people had humane ways of adjusting their status and having the right to stay here. And similarly, the people who had legal status had sort of sensible ways of moving forward towards citizenship.
So they, in other words, grant them access so that they, if they want to return home, they can return home. If they want to stay, then they can get on the road to citizenship and stay, correct?
That's right. That's right.
And under the current situation, if they go home, they can't get back in.
That's right. That's right. So people stay. People, there are people who are, in a sense, fenced into the United States right now by laws that we passed in 1996, which themselves didn't make any sense. But now people have developed very, very strong roots.
Well, what do you say to those who, and I've had these calls before, well, Reagan tried amnesty and it didn't work, it only got worse.
Well, I think that's, to some extent, I mean, it's just, you're talking about the 1986 laws there.
Right.
I mean, we have laws in 86 and laws in 96. To a large extent, what's going on right now there are a lot of different things, but one of the things is the 1996 laws, which were not very sensible laws. The other is the lack of, the economic conditions in some countries have certainly made a difference. I mean, many people, for example, would say that there are aspects of NAFTA which have precipitated some of the situation in terms of immigration from Mexico.
I believe that.
So there are a lot of different things going on. So to try to say, well, Reagan did something back in 86, I think is just a very overly simplistic view of the situation.
So it's not a valuable, it's not a viable argument, I guess is what I meant to say. It's not a viable argument, and it doesn't deal with the realities of today.
It does not deal with the realities of today. That's certainly true.
You know, the other thing I can't get is any kind of a decision about, there are people who claim that there are jobs that Americans won't do, and then you get people who call up and say, yes, Americans will do those jobs. Well, will they do those jobs or won't they do those jobs?
Well, I think that what jobs people will do, you know, I don't know that you can say Americans won't do the jobs. I mean, I think that jobs depend on salaries, obviously, and so one of the problems is having a workforce that doesn't have labor protections, that is living in fear of deportation, which allows for abuses and which does have a consequence for the labor market generally. But the way to fix that is to have people have more protected immigration status so that people are not living in fear. Then I think you would have a situation which the labor markets would work better for everybody.
Also, how long does it take? Because I don't think most people realize this. How long does it take out of the current system to become an American citizen?
Well, once you are a lawful permanent resident, generally you have to wait 5 years to apply to be a citizen. And then the time to become a citizen can be considerable. And let me just mention, one of the things in this bill that nobody's paying any attention to is that it makes it harder to actually go through the process of becoming a citizen once you're eligible. You know, totally apart from who's now becoming eligible to apply for citizenship, the bill allows the government to delay people's applications and then keeps those people from being able to go to court and say, hey, I'm eligible to be a citizen and you're not processing my application. What the House bill does is it gives the executive branch, for the first time in American history, the power to just make a decision not to grant somebody citizenship who's been here for a long time and who's met all the requirements. You know, ever since the founding of this republic, you could go to court and say, look at my case, I should be able to be a citizen, and the court could say, yes, you meet the requirements. This both the House bill and the Senate bill give huge new powers to the executive branch to simply deny citizenship.
The executive branch has too much power as it is. Professor, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you being on the program.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There's Professor Nancy Morvetz. She is professor of clinical law at NYU School of Law. And we'll open up the phones now at 303-713-7600 if you want to continue to talk about immigration, if you want to continue to talk about jobs Americans will and will not do, if you want to continue to talk about the National Guard on the border, or if you want to introduce any other subject, you can do that as well. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. I see that John Turker's on a Led Zeppelin jag here this morning, but we got to have like lots of Zepp.
Hey, man, could you play me some Led Zeppelin? Yeah, let's have a Led Zeppelin 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, okay. Well, right on. Let me sell a few things, and then we'll be back with some Zeppelin, okay?
303-713-7600, open lines. Four of them. Let's talk. I'm waiting. How about you?
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Our still heavy and slow eastbound I-70 is jammed between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard, and eastbound 6th Avenue is thick between Federal and I-25 coming out of Lakewood. In today's forecast, we'll see highs up around 79 degrees. Currently, we're at 54 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
University of Colorado Hospital's minimally invasive surgery center providing the highest quality care resulting in less pain, scarring, and recovery time. Getting you back to what you love sooner. Call 1-888-611-0034 or visit uch.edu/MIS.
Hey, Colorado, when you hear those blazing fiddles, it can mean just one thing. Chris and Cosima Luther, live in concert Thursday, May 18th at the University of Denver. I'll be there, too, hosting, making you laugh, maybe making their dad, Mark, look like a fool. Also on hand, my friend Andy Stein and a full bluegrass band. Call Ticketmaster or 303-871-7720 and join me for some great live music and some laughs. See you Thursday, May 18th at DU.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8, a couple of open lines still at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Hey, listen, if you're behind the economic eight ball and you own your own home, here's the deal. You can get out from underneath behind that economic eight ball, and there's a lot of people out there who will give you an extend a helping hand. Question is, who do you go to get that helping hand who you know will help you and not try to rip you off? Well, you know what? The Mortgage Store is a place to go. First of all, I got a great low rate. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. And the Mortgage Store, you know what? All you got to do is call them. The credit analysis is free. Just call 303-423-7171. And the credit analysis is free. There's no other way to put it. You can get approval right over the phone right now. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and the interest may be tax-deductible. Plus, they'll be with you from the very beginning to the very end of closing. So if you're a homeowner, if you owe money and you want to get your finances straight, the Mortgage Store is a place to go. Because you know what? The Mortgage Store can save you hundreds of dollars every month on your home loan and even thousands of dollars over the life of your loan by simply getting together and working with you. The loan consultants that work with you at the Mortgage Store are experts in their field. They'll return your calls. They've had superior training, and they're motivated to help you do it fast, efficiently, and right. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturdays too. It's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home loan may be tax deductible. The interest on your credit cards simply are not. So, call the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Top three reasons I need professional installation. Number three, I don't do windows. Number two, I don't do roofing either. And number one, I don't lift a finger, it gets done.
When you need roofing, siding, or windows installed, relax. The Home Depot can help. Guaranteed. With a hand-picked group of professionals we stand behind. Call 1-800-79-DEPOT. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. License numbers available at your local store or homedepot.com.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, only high rollers can afford the most popular Vegas shows.
Nonsense. Travelocity has exclusive deals on the hottest shows and Flight Plus Hotel savings.
Myth two, the roulette wheel is not a ride.
Yes, it is. Wee!
The best of Vegas for less. Visit Travelocity.com/Vegas or AOL keyword travel for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Construct high-tech fences in urban corridors and build new patrol roads and barriers in rural areas. We will employ motion sensors, infrared cameras, and unmanned aerial vehicles to prevent illegal crossings.
Well, you want to talk about that or anything else, you can do it now. The phones are open at 303-713-7600. And let's get back on the phones here at 823, 23 minutes after 8. Oh, did I tell you today that the high is going to be 79 and mostly sunny out? Going to be another nice day here along the Front Range. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America. He's a senior fellow there. And we're going to have tons of good stories to go over. And, of course, you should read his book, too, Waldman's book, which is really, really good. I had him on the Schultz Show last Friday to talk about it. And the title of it is Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn About Conservative Success. And it's a great book. Let's go to Reggie downtown. Reggie, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get you there. There you go, Reggie. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
Jay, you know, the president made a startling admission last night when he said the borders he doesn't have control of the borders. And he's been president now for, what, 5.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
He's the security president, he's the war president, and then he admits he hadn't had control of the borders. I thought was startling. But on the immigration issue, Jay, in his speech last night, he looked like a nervous little kid as he tried to sell his program, which the American people aren't buying, Jay.
Actually, that's not true. The majority of the respondents who took the opinion poll after the speech gave him positive numbers.
We'll see when the votes come in. And that, when I refer to votes, I think the November election here on this.
Well, in November, he's going to be judged on Iraq and a whole lot of other things, not just immigration.
Well, Jay, let me ask you a question. What equity is it, Jay, for what we're creating is a permanent underclass, which they say that jobs Americans won't do. So we have a permanent underclass to serve in jobs that Americans supposedly won't do. Jay, these jobs were being done before we had this explosion of immigrants. There were construction jobs that were being done by somebody. If you talk to Jay,
so your point is what?
People will do these jobs, but Jay, when you import people,
well, wait a minute, are you saying Americans will do them?
Sure, they'll do them.
Okay, well then why don't they do them?
Jay, who did construction jobs?
Why don't they? Just answer the question. I mean, if they'll do them, and I can't ever get a straight answer about this, then why won't they do them?
They won't. Because of wages.
Well, then, you know what? Whose fault's that about the low wages? How did that happen?
It happens, Jay, because when you have another group that you can bring in to depress wages...
It happens when you do such things as you choose not to unionize and you choose to go with an open shop situation. That's what ends up happening. It ends up happening when workers have no solidarity with each other and do not organize against management. That's when you end up having your advantage taken of you. Ask anybody who's worked at a union shop versus a non-union shop.
I agree with part of that, Jay. Let me mention something else. When I last talked to you, you told me to read the immigration bill, which I did. And I would challenge all your listeners out there to get on the web, there's a fellow named Robert Rector with the Heritage Institute, and there may be others.
Yeah, traditionally a very right-wing organization, but go ahead.
Go where you want to go.
You know what? You know what the story is here? Why is it that every time you call me, you're so anti-immigrant? What is the thing that fuels this anti-immigration rhetoric that comes out of your mouth? What is it that fuels it?
Let me answer you. I'm against it for a number of reasons. First of all, Jay, from a moral issue, it's wrong to import people in as serfs. It's wrong to import another...
Nobody denies that, but do you think by punishing them, do you think that by punishing them that's going to fix it? Well, what's your plan for fixing it, Reggie?
I've never called out anything that's punitive against them.
But what is your plan for fixing it, Reggie? How would you fix it?
Well, what I was...
You wanted to build a wall on the border. That was one of your ideas.
I would control our border, first of all.
Yeah, well, how would you fix it, Reggie?
Well, first of all, I'd put the military on the border.
Yeah, and what would that do?
It would cut the flow off.
Yeah, but you know the trouble is the military can't actively get involved in any kind of civilian law enforcement operation because it violates the Posse Comitatus law. Have you ever read that?
Yeah, that's not true. The military has often been involved in American political...
No, it cannot. The military cannot be involved in any kind of police effort. Read the Posse Comitatus law, or would you like to change that law?
Jay, I have read. I've done quite a bit of reading on the Posse Comitatus.
All right, then you know that the military can't do that. So putting the military down there, what's that going to do?
It would cut off the flow again.
How would it cut off the flow if they can't arrest people? If they cannot arrest people, if they can do no more than what the National Guard is doing now, how is that going to cut off the flow, Reggie?
Jay, I've done a lot of reading on Posse.
I understand you've done a lot of reading, but I'm asking you a straight question. How's that going to cut off the flow if they can't do anything more than what the National Guard is doing now?
Would get control of our borders.
And how would it get control of the borders?
You may not like it, and some of the other people out there may not like it, but the fact of the matter is that the military could control the border.
Well, you know, wouldn't it be smarter to take the money and to put it into and give it to people who know how to control the border, being the Border Patrol, which has years and years and years of experience at it, and fully funding the Border Patrol like it should have fully been funded? Wouldn't that make a lot more sense?
Jay,
would that make a lot more sense, yes or no?
You recognize the president has never fully funded to get the border.
That's
control.
What I'm asking you. Wouldn't it make a lot more sense to do it that way than to send the military down there?
I don't know if it'd make a lot more sense, but I know.
Oh, it wouldn't. In other words, if you're going to have a kidney problem, rather than going to a kidney surgeon, you'd rather go to a gynecologist. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
That's a good one, Jay.
Yeah, it is. It's very good because it's very true. The Border Patrol knows what they're doing. And you know what? The problem is they're not fully funded. And the reason they're not fully funded is because we've wasted resources other places.
Well, Jay, let me ask you a question. Are you for an open border?
You've asked me that before, and I've told you no.
Well, then, what problem do you have putting the military down?
Because I don't think the military is going to solve the problem. That's why. And because I believe through the Posse Comitatus law, the military is prohibited from engaging in police work. And the people who know how to do that stuff the best are the Border Patrol. And the best way to do it is to beef up the Border Patrol. And if you got to triple or quadruple the size of the Border Patrol, then that's the way to go. And then the other thing is you got to come up with some kind of an economic relief plan for Mexico. So the people who come here and come here for the main reason of wanting to make more money because they can't make enough wages there in their own country to be able to live, then you have to be able to rectify that situation. But building walls and sending the military down there, that's not going to solve anything. That's not going to stop anything. And you say you're against serf labor. Well, all right, so if you had a guest worker program, would you be against those people organizing?
No, I wouldn't be against organizing.
All right, well, then what's the problem?
American citizens, they don't have any right to organize in America.
Oh, you have a right to organize. You have to vote to organize.
No, I'm saying as American citizens, they don't have the right to organize. They're not American citizens.
They're human beings. Why shouldn't they have the right to organize? Since when do you have to be an American citizen to organize?
They're not American citizens.
Since when do you have to be an American citizen to organize? Show me a law that says that. All right, you go look it up and call me back. Thank you for the call. It's 8:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's a look at progressive traffic with Amelia Earhart.
Well, thanks, Jay. The trouble started across C-470 when we had a three-car crash westbound at Platte Canyon. Now, currently, that right-hand shoulder is blocked up now by three cars all the way back to Santa Fe. But the problem now is that we have a car versus motorcycle accident in the backups from the earlier crash right at Platte Canyon. So these jams will continue to worsen. Up on the north end of traffic, we still have a crash in the cleanup stages across southbound I-25. Right at Thornton Parkway, we now have three cars in the right-hand shoulder here as well. And most of our slowdowns are beginning to subside pretty quickly, though we do have heavy traffic left over across Highway 36 between Federal and I-25. Eastbound 6 6th Avenue is also jamming coming out of Lakewood between Federal and 25. And we also are looking at slower speeds across eastbound 270 between I-76 and Vasquez. In today's forecast, we've got a great day ahead of us. Gorgeous conditions with...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Ever dreamed of being part of the music industry? With Burn Lounge, you can. Build your own fully functional, customizable music store in seconds. Hear the newest music first. Legally sell the music you love and choose from over 1 million songs from today's top artists. Create and share playlists with your friends. Choose your music and instantly start selling to the world. Do you want to be part of the digital music revolution? The music business is changing. In 2003, digital downloads generated $83 million. By 2008, downloads are estimated to generate $4.5 billion. You want to be in the music industry? With Burn Lounge, you get in.
They have the largest selection of clean, late-model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Every one of those automobiles equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And the people at Rockies are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Good folks working out there like Tom and Marv Shear and Spanky and Dave Dunn and Colby Harris and Gerard Menard. And the list just goes on and on of people who are there to make sure that your buying experience is the best. And they have a selection that can't be beat, including they've got a few of America's original sports cars, the Corvettes that are out there. Plus, they've got Fords, Chevys, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. So whatever it is you need something for the family, something for yourself. You want a gas saver? Mary and I got a heck of a gas saver out there. And Mary just remarked to me the other day, well, it was last night. She said, man, this thing runs forever. Just on a tank of gas. And I said, yeah, well, you know, it gets great gas mileage. Rockies has got it all. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So you got plenty of time to get out there. And if you come a little bit close to 9, they'll stay late and take care of you and you'll be fine. And check them out on the Internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com. See the selection from your office or your home and also pre-qualify for a car loan, too, which cuts down on the time, and be able to look at their business philosophy and a few of their television commercials as well. They're my friends at Rockies. I love them, and I stand behind them, and Mary and I have had great success with them, and you will, too. Rockies, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:36, and that's 34 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, high today 79, so says Amelia, and mostly sunny. We'll see where it goes. I had originally had 78. We'll see who turns out to be right. It's open phones here, 303-713-7600. There's something else I wanted to tell you that I had forgot to bring up this hour, and I'm looking around for my little cheat sheet of paper. Here it is. Just a reminder that if you are not a member of the AM 760 Progressive Club, go to am760.net right now to sign up. Why? Because all next week on my show, Progressive Club members will have a chance to win $100 worth of gas starting Monday. I'll be calling out names of Progressive Club members at 620, 720, 820, and 920. And if you hear your name and call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, you'll win $100 worth of gas from AM 760 Progressive Talk. So sign up and check out the details on how to win at am760.net. I want you to win that gasoline. All right. So $100, that's 2 free tanks. That'll get you someplace, right?
Or a tank and a half.
No, it's about 2 tanks. Well, it might be more, depending on what kind of gas you use. And depending on where you get it. So, but anyway, listen, it's free. How are you going to knock that? All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Gene in Denver. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, and I thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I enjoy listening to you. I'm afraid all the time. But I enjoy listening to you because you have so much common sense. So you correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm a black person, and I heard the call about this is racism. It's not racism, Jay. I think part of the problem is that if people are not living in it, they don't understand it. My community, which was a really good community, is living in it. We have had illegals with sheep in the backyard. We have had illegals with chicken in the backyard. We had one to kill a cow and the guts ran down the gutter. We see oil being poured down the gutters. We hear cement trucks at night pouring cement. We, the school, the football field has now been changed to a soccer field. I have a friend, and the only way his child can learn is he must go to the school, sit in the school, because the kids are being taught in Spanish, and the little American kids are sitting in the back of the class or wandering around or walking around. I don't blame, I don't think I'm a racist. I really don't. I'm a Denver native, and I don't think that I am a racist. But I think at some point, I hear all the talk about what are we going to do with the illegals. I remember Martin Luther King. I remember my father marching even after his job was taken from him when the Hungarians came to give the Hungarians a job. I remember, I know young people that went to college in the South, black kids, that worked in the 80s for 75 cents an hour. That happened. So when I hear this and I hear my history being distorted, I tend to get upset.
But nobody's distorting your history. And
oh, yes. The other morning on Channel 9.
Well, I'm not on Channel 9. I'm not distorting your history. But all I would ask you to do is if you have a dictionary handy,
uh-huh.
And you obviously must have one, go look up the word racism and read back to me what it says.
Okay.
Or go look it up and read it back to yourself.
Yes, I hear that. You know, I hear what you're saying, and I, you know, and this is something that I'm struggling with.
The complaints that you make about chickens and about oil being poured. You know, I used to hear the same complaints too
about
African Americans,
yes,
in blockbusting red line neighborhoods.
Except we were not illegal, you know. And another
thing, you were brought here against your will.
We were brought here against our will. That's another thing. I'm not blaming the illegals. I think it's really stupid to blame the people that's coming here without including blaming the government that caused the problem. You know, I'm not that far gone, you know. And I think, by the way, I received the telephone book all in Spanish. You know, people don't understand. They don't have, their telephone books are not in Spanish.
Mine's in Spanish and English.
You know, but my phone book was all in Spanish. And this, I mean, when you hear these things, when you see it, and I get so angry at the George Bushes, you know, when I see all of this going on. The only reason I am angry at the illegals, yes, they said these things about black people, and yes, they did. But we got up and marched in our own country. If I could just have one illegal to tell me what's wrong with fighting for your rights in a country as beautiful as Mexico.
Well, for one thing, for one thing, they are motivated by economics and by the fact that, and I've given this example a million times, if Arizona pays $25 and Colorado pays $1 and you're hungry and you have to feed a family, you're going to go where the money is. Whites have done it. They did it during the Dust Bowl, as Luis Urrea points out. They came to the West. They came and worked in California. Mexicans have done it. Others have done it. African Americans did it. They came out of the South and went to places like Oakland, California, and Chicago, and other large cities to work in factories because there was money to be made there. So first of all, they're on the move because it's an economic factor. That's number one. Mm-hmm. But whatever the reason is that they're coming, whatever the reason is that they're here, whatever the reason is that all of this is going on, when you look at another person and you single that person out and you don't know whether they're legal or illegal, because most of us don't walk up to somebody and we don't say, are you a United States citizen? I mean, we don't make those comments. But when you single people out based on their race, that's racism. And I've seen it done. And if you go look at the Southern Poverty Law Center page, a website, the Southern Poverty Law Center shows that there are racist connections between the Minutemen and known white supremacists.
Oh, I know that.
And it is racism.
I know that. But what I would like to ask you this. Why is it that people call in, you know, they talk to you? My understanding is, why can't we complain to our government? It's not so much the people, you know, the people that's here. I honestly believe they can do one thing. They keep saying, well, let's put some of the people out of the country. They're illegal. Don't change everything to Spanish. You can go to shopping centers in and around our community, and everything is in Spanish, all the stores. Okay, don't change everything. We are Americans. I keep hearing people say, well, you know, we're all immigrants. We immigrated here. We assimilated, and then we became Americans. I don't want anyone to call me an immigrant. I am an American, and I'm proud to be an American. I am crippled. I ran across in the rain to help a child take up the flag off the ground. I feel that much patriotism. We are a military family. I have such a problem with hearing people say we are immigrants. No, people, we are Americans.
Well, but originally, we immigrated here, but we also assimilated. But originally in the scale of things, whether you were brought here illegally or you decided to come here on your own or whatever the case may be, we are a nation of immigrants. We have always been a nation of immigrants. We always will be a nation of immigrants. This is not the first cycle or first wave of this we have gone through. We've gone through it with the Chinese. We've gone through it with the Irish. We've gone through it with the Polish. We've gone through it with Jews. We've gone through it with a lot of people. But the fact is that you called originally, and your statement was that this is not racism. And
it's
I would
not
ask
racism
you,
it on is, my part.
Not on your part, but I would ask you to go to the dictionary and look up the word racist, or look up racism. Look up the word racism, and then you'll see that on the part of a lot of people, that's exactly what this is. You know how I know it is? Because I hear the way they talk. And they don't talk about the fact of English-only language. They don't talk about the fact of jobs and economics. They use slang terms, which I'm not going to use on the radio here.
Yeah.
And you know something? I got a deep history with this because I was born in the Western United States,
yeah,
and I was born in California, and I was born in Southern California with a large Hispanic population, and I remember it on the parts of whites then, and it's still going on now. Gene, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have
and
a good
I
day.
And I appreciate your answer, sir.
Yeah,
you
know what?
You.
You're welcome here anytime.
Uh-huh.
Take care. All right, it's 8:45, 15 minutes away from 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Our Highlands Ranch commute this morning continues to worsen. The trouble started when we had a three-car crash westbound right at Platte Canyon. Right now, those three cars are pulled off to the right-hand shoulder, but the second crash happened in the backups right around Broadway. car versus motorcycle in this crash, and the right-hand lane of the highway is currently blocked up, so you are looking at those jams that continue to build across Highlands. Now, taking a look at the north end, southbound I-25, right at Thornton Parkway, still got three cars on the right-hand shoulder here with curiosity delays as you make your way closer into downtown, and the rest of the drive is actually thinning out pretty nicely. I-270 is beginning to break free across Commerce City, and I-25 heading through downtown is slowly improving as well. In today's forecast, we'll see highs up around 79 degrees. Overall, a clear and warm day. Currently, we're at 61 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's back in, better than ever. It's the Cruise Through Summer Series at Canyon Casino. This month, you can qualify to win a hot new Ford Mustang. Just play your favorite slots or earn entry tickets for the grand prize drawing. Visit the Canyon Club or log on to canyoncasino.com for details.
Randy Rhodes.
We still aren't sure that we have the right to have our votes counted. We're still not sure that when we go to vote, they'll be tabulated by something other than a private company's black box. And people are just going, I want to give up more civil liberties. I don't care if anybody listens in on my telephone conversations, Randy, because quite frankly, I get my porn online. I'm not a 976 guy.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports the station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
The following is a message to Metro Denver employers from the superheroes at Rider Rangers.
Do your employees arrive at work cursing the commute and grumbling over gas prices? Sounds like a job for the Rider Rangers. Our transportation experts will help your employees find carpool partners so they can share the ride and the cost of driving. And if your employees commute on North I-25, here's another great incentive. Carpools can drive in the new tolled express lane opening in June without paying a toll. Your employees can bypass traffic jams and get to work faster with less stress. Sure, we wear spandex suits rather than Brooks Brothers suits, but unlike other consultants, our services are free. Contact the Rider Rangers for information on carpools, van pools, telework, and other programs that can boost morale and your bottom line. Call 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Or visit us online at drcog.org.
The Rider Rangers are brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited-time free offer is available only on my website, 4bruce.com. That's the number 4bruce.com. That's the number 4bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 4bruce.com now.
It's Toyota's launch spectacular, featuring Camry, now available in a hybrid version, the all-new FJ Cruiser, Yaris, and RAV4. Right now, get $500 to $2,000 customer cash. Plus, save money at the pump with a limited-time fill-it-up gas card worth $1,000 when you purchase any 06 Corolla, Tundra, or Sequoia, only at your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. But you'd better hurry, because Toyota's launch spectacular ends soon. Toyota, it's time to move forward. Cashback from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. through 5/31/06. Varies by region. Fill-it-up gas card offer good on any new purchase or lease of eligible vehicles. Terms and restrictions apply. Fill-it-up gas card will be mailed to customer within 3 to 5 weeks after purchase date. Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for additional details.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer. Or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Al. Tops 851, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 79, under mostly sunny skies. Open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be immigration. It can be anything. 303-713-7600. Then Paul Waldman comes up at 9 o'clock. Our segment of Media Matters for America. Then back to open phones here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's jump back on the phones, and we'll go to James, who is in Denver. James, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing, Jay? Thanks for the good show. I really enjoy it.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for being so kind.
Yeah, listen, Jay, I'm just calling in to say, like, I'm like a lot of Americans. I have a lot of mixed feelings over this immigration debate. You know, I guess I'm really conflicted on stuff. You know, yes, I think the president and both houses are offering no leadership. Yes, I think the House bill is embarrassingly stupid. A lot of hidden racism in there. I agree with you guys. This is fear-based, blame-based action rather than any kind of clear thinking. And I think our country's going through a lot of much-deserved pain after decades of hypocrisy and, you know, running a double standard. But here's my point. I mean, what is the appropriate thing to do here? And what will work? You know, I'm sitting here thinking about George Bush Sr. And remember when he stood up there and he said we're going to have a war on drugs?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Remember the big initiative? He took a big speech out and talked about it and passed some legislation. And we all know what happened there. Nothing happened, you know, the amount of drugs coming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm really afraid no matter what gets passed now is going to be just, you know, more of this crap where they have a big debate, pass something, think like they did something, and then, you know, 5 or 10 years later we'll have to bring it up again.
Well, I don't think anything will happen overnight. I think it'll take a long time to sort all of this out. I think one thing, though, the administration could start doing, which is what they should have done a long time ago, is they should have poured money and resources into creating manpower to, you know, beef up the Border Patrol. And they never fully funded what the 9/11 Commission asked for. And, you know, the Border Patrol, they're the pros, so why not give them every, you know, available asset we can and get control of both of our borders, both the south and the north, and then try to figure out what to do with the rest of the problem, which is what do you do with the 11 to 12 million that are already here? I'd say give them some path to citizenship so that they can come out of the darkness.
Agreed.
And then I don't know about the guest worker program because, as Reggie says, do you want them to be in a situation where then they can just be serfs? I mean, do they have the right to organize? Are there some, you know, you know, OSHA standard laws? I mean, are there things going on out there that would protect them because they are human beings? And, I mean, I think you have to hammer out all of that stuff. And it's not going to take, I mean, it's not going to happen in 3 weeks. It's going to take.
It'll take years.
Years to get it done.
Make this thing happen. Listen, Jay, I'm a custom home builder here. And as a builder, as a general contractor, I work with every type of Mexican and Mexican-American you get from, you know, native Chicanos to naturalized Americans to
right.
Come in their process, and a lot of illegals slip through the crack, and I find out they're working on the site, too. And, you know, I've been to Mexico like 15 times, speak some Spanish, and I've totally agreed that by far the majority of these people are hardworking, good citizens who want to do something. But, Jay, this is where I really called to say is, like, I'm pushing 50. We had about 300 million people in this country. And I remember when I took off after high school, when there was around 200 million people in the country, and it was wide open, and there was room to move, and there was so many things. I like this country so much better at 200 million people than I do at 300 million. What's it going to be like at 400 million, Jay?
Well, but population is the kind of, you know, population, though, is the kind of thing where even if you didn't have immigrants, population would increase because you got people having sex and having babies. So,
hang on a second. Look at our demographics. Anglo people are not.
Well, that's going to change. That's going to change.
Reading at a huge level. A lot of the black.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute, though. Does that scare you?
No, not at all. I do not care if the proportion of Latin Americans in our country increases. What I don't want is more and more and more and more people. I don't want 400 million people in America. I live in the West because I love the wide open spaces. I love the beautiful spots. And now everywhere you go, you think you're going to go into a beautiful canyon and see some open beauty, and you see 1,000 new homes. You know, do we want 400 million people in our country, And do we have the
I don't see any
the brains to stop it if we don't
There is no way to stop it other than to go to, like, perhaps a Chinese situation where you limit the amount of babies people can have.
That's not true.
Well, how do you want to stop it? Do you propose to stop the amount of people that are coming in? Is that what you're saying?
Limit, not stop, limit the amount of people coming in.
Well, I think everybody would buy into that idea. I don't think anybody would, you know, you would say, you know, that the borders should be, you know, wide open and that anybody can come in. I think everybody agrees that you have to do something about that.
Jay, do you want 400 million people in America? I don't.
Well, I mean, you know what? To me, it's not a matter of whether I want 400 million people living here or not. The fact is I want a controlled border so I know who's coming here and for what reason. That concerns me far more, but I'm not scared of the demographic shift of America. And as far as the amount of people coming in here,
Jay, it's a big part of it. If people who are here,
you know,
who are not having 2, 3, 4, 5 babies, the people who are already here are not, but the people who are coming in will. This will grossly increase population.
Then what are you going to do?
And believe me, I don't have a problem with Latin American people.
Then what are you going to do? Are you going to cross-examine them on the amount of kids they're going to have?
Of course not. No, we have to treat people like people, not like animals
I don't see there being an answer an immediate answer to what you're proposing. I don't see a solution unless you've got one, which is to shut the border down totally and not allow anybody in.
Not totally. And I'm like a lot of Americans who don't want to totally shut down. But the hypocrisy of 800,000 illegal immigrants coming in a year is just insane, Jay. We can't let that happen.
But nobody's for that. Nobody that I know of is for that idea. Nobody, there may be a few people, but most people I know are not for that. They're for a justly controlled border so that we know who's coming here and why they're coming here and what their situation is. And a guest worker program would require them to return after their job expires or after a certain amount of time expires. Nobody's for somebody coming here and just, you know, for people pouring in here with no controls. Nobody is advocating that. You know what? I'm running out of time here, but, I mean, you can't name me one person that's advocated that idea.
Well, here's an ending point, then, maybe. Whatever solution comes about, or however partial solution comes about, is a better statement. Someone's going to get hurt.
All right,
that's
life. We have to accept the pain.
This Saturday, things are smoking hot at Thunder Mountain of Denver. Hot bike, hot girls, hot sale, all in one hot party. We're celebrating from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with food, beer, live music, the Coyote Ugly Girls, bikini bull ride, huge savings, and tons of wild behavior. Thunder Mountain of Denver is calling all hotties to come get crazy as the Girls Gone Wild bus rolls into town. Girls Gone Wild, filming for upcoming videos, and you could be in it. While you're there, compete in the first preliminary Miss Thunder in the Rockies. First place gets a trip for two to Vegas.
Just Vegas.
And a chance to go on and compete for $1,000 cash. Off I-70 of Pecos, Thunder Mountain of Denver. The hottest place to be this Saturday. Visit thundermountainofdenver.com.
So you're injured and you have medical bills. You can't pay them. You don't have health insurance and there's no MedPay coverage. What do you do? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When the no-fault insurance law expired, that changed everything. There's still a way to try to solve this problem, even if you need ongoing treatment for your injuries. At Bell & Pollock, we solve these exact problems for people every day. You don't have to do without. Most people can still get ongoing medical treatment right now with no health insurance and no med pay. It's tough enough when you're injured. It's hard enough wading through all the rules and regulations by yourself. Don't go it alone. Get the solutions you need. There's a way to legally do it. You can do this. If you have insurance problems, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Call them at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or find them at troubleshooter.com.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
That, of course, in a lot of homes, the National Guard has been called out to evacuate people.
Well, more details are emerging this morning on the National Guard's role in President Bush's new immigration reform plan. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. The administration hopes to start this effort with troops from border states before calling on Guard units from other parts of the country. National Guard General Stephen Blum assesses the mission.
I don't want to say it's business as usual, but it's more business, but it's usual business than at a little bit more expanded pace.
Now, yet to be decided, the cost of the plan and how it will be financed. The National Guard is also conferring with state officials on rules of engagement if the troops face trouble while performing their planned logistical duties. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A new wave of bloodshed in Iraq has claimed three more U.S. soldiers since yesterday. And today in eastern Baghdad, 19 people were killed in a shooting and bombing attack by insurgents on a bus garage. A meeting begins today on how Germany will open some tens of millions of documents dealing with the Nazis' final solution. CBS News reporter Larry Miller has details from London.
50 million files on 17 million people. Minute details the Nazis kept on those they gassed, worked to death, and experimented on. All sealed since the end of the war. Not just numbers, but what happened to people with names. Didri Berger of the American Jewish Committee.
A country that has done a lot already to confront the Holocaust is ready in a way to deal with the final chapter.
Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
The three major phone companies last week were named in reports on the National Security Agency's secret program of amassing a database on the calls made by millions of Americans. But one of the firms, Bell South, says it wasn't part of the program. The company's Jeff Batcher.
So we wanted to do a thorough review, and we feel confident that we have done that review, and that, again, we have no contract with the NSA and have not turned over any information to them either.
A sharper-than-expected drop in housing starts last month. The Commerce Department says the decline was a little more than 7%. The National Association of Home Builders' Dave Sider says the market has cooled off.
Builders recognize that the demand for housing is weakening, and they're cutting back production accordingly.
Demand was especially weak in the South and West. Checking on Wall Street this morning, a mixed picture. The Dow is up 7 points, the Nasdaq down 2. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
If your sinus congestion comes with pain, it's time to clear something up about sinus medicine. Some sinus medicines treat congestion, but not pain. New Tylenol Sinus is different. It gives more complete relief by combining the pure pain relief of Tylenol with powerful sinus medicine. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Sinus. Take only as directed.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. 61-year-old Rich Montoya is still in critical condition after getting pinned while fighting a fire Sunday.
Rich is in a holding pattern right now. He still is in critical condition. He is still on a ventilator, and he's in an induced coma. We're trying to bring him out of that coma as we speak now so we can get some further evaluation tests done on him.
Lieutenant Phil Champagne says the 30-year-old veteran is just 2 months shy of retirement. Meanwhile, the tapes have been released on when crews discovered the firefighter was in trouble.
I think we got a pass device going off upstairs. We do have a firefighter down. We are on the second floor.
A 16-year-old girl rescued from the burning home is also in critical condition. Rapidly warming conditions have prompted the Colorado Avalanche Information Center to issue an avalanche watch for all Colorado mountains above 11,000 feet.
This means that we think that their conditions are right for avalanche activity. We have seen a few avalanches that are starting to occur, but we haven't had the widespread avalanche activity yet. We just think that we could have it in the next week.
Director of the Center, Ethan Green. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. Well, we still have problems across C-470 this morning. In the westbound lanes of traffic, we still have a crash involving a car and a motorcycle right at Broadway after an earlier crash at Platte Canyon. Now, this crash actually happened in the backups, so you are looking at pretty extensive delays as this crash is still off on that right-hand shoulder. So curiosity is definitely a factor. Now, the good news is the rest of our drive is thinning out as planned. Northbound I-25, just a bit heavy heading between I-225 and Hampton. And across southbound I-25, you will find just a bit of jamming heading through your downtown commute. 6th Avenue heading eastbound between Federal and I-25 is in excellent shape. And the Boulder Turnpike eastbound between Federal and I-25 is now looking at speeds up in the 60s and even some 70s. In today's forecast, we'll have clear skies with highs up around 79 degrees.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Talk about the fact that he was rated qualified by the American Bar Association, when in fact it's right there in the story. They attacked a story by USA Today on Medicare and the poor, and said it was misleading because it didn't mention the number of eligible African American poor people who had signed up for the Medicare drug benefit, when in fact it was right there in the story. So they're trying to kind of have this sort of frontal assault on the press by saying, you know, you're being inaccurate, you're not telling the whole story. But at least in their first few attempts, they seem to have missed the mark.
Yeah, well, Tony Snow's first White House briefing, live on-camera White House briefing, is today, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's at 12:30 Eastern time.
Yeah, it ought to be pretty interesting to watch. Because I guess the last time he had one, which was not on camera, he had what they call the gaggle, where everybody gathers around. He couldn't answer a lot of questions because he said he wasn't briefed on it.
Yeah, the gaggle is sort of the informal, the press secretary gets all the reporters in a room and they chat about what's going on. And his first one didn't really go all that well. He kept picking up the piece of paper on which he had his talking points written and said, you know, I'm not really informed about this. I have to just tell you what the talking points are. So, you know, it's interesting because one of the things I had predicted, I believe, on your show was that he was going to get really great reviews initially just because he's a little more interesting and charismatic than Scott McClellan was. That hasn't happened so far. I still think it might happen, but we'll see what happens after his televised briefing today.
Yeah, he might do okay today. Liberal Time, and I don't understand this, Liberal Time columnist Klein fired Rove's first shots against 06 Democrats.
Yeah, well, Joe Klein is somebody who is getting a lot of anger from the left right now. You know, he's supposed to be the liberal columnist. He's the only liberal who has a regular column in Time magazine. And what we've seen is that he spends most of his time attacking Democrats and using Republican talking points against the left. So, you know, he wrote this column where he ostensibly is talking about what a terrible, mean campaign Karl Rove is going to run against the Democrats in 2006. But all of it is really about sort of repeating these talking points about Democrats being weak on national security. And then he goes through a number of Democratic Congress members and sort of slimes them. And, you know, it's kind of what we've come to expect from Joe Klein. He's put forward as this liberal voice, but in fact he spends most of the time attacking Democrats and attacking liberals.
So why does he just come out and admit he's not liberal?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think he still claims that he is in sort of the centrist Clintonian mode. But you know, I think you'd have to ask him what his real ideology is.
Yeah, well, if I ever get that chance, trust me, I will. The Associated Press uncritically reported Rove's false claim that Bush's favorability ratings are in the 60s?
Yeah, well, you know, Karl Rove gave a speech the other day where he came out and said, among other things, that Bush's likability ratings are actually much, much higher than his job approval ratings. That's a question that pollsters sometimes ask: is not just do you approve of the job that he's doing, but do you like him? Do you feel favorably toward him? And Rove came out and said this in a speech that his favorability ratings are in the 60s, and a couple of different news organizations, including the Associated Press, just passed that spin on without commenting on it. But the truth is that Bush's approval ratings haven't been in the 60s for a couple of years now. If you look at the recent polls, they're in the 20s and the 30s. Now, I think what this gets to is sort of a myth that is dying a difficult death with reporters, which is that President Bush is just a real nice guy and everybody likes him. And even if people don't really think that, you know, the Iraq War is going well or the economy is really doing well, they still just like President Bush. Well, in fact, that's not really true. Most Americans don't like President Bush. But I think that a lot of reporters have believed that for so long that when Rove comes out and says something like that, they'll put the quote in the story without pointing out that, in fact, it's not true.
Doesn't Laura Bush have a problem, too, telling the truth about her husband's poll numbers?
Yeah, well, you know, she did a couple of interviews recently where she talked about she engaged in this kind of standard White House attack the media strategy where she was asked questions about how low his approval ratings are. And she said, well, you know, the newspapers are putting all that those stories about the low approval ratings on the front page. But when his approval ratings were high, those stories never appeared on the front page. She said that in two different interviews, one with Fox News' Chris Wallace and one with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News. And neither of them said, well, wait a second, that's actually not true. We noticed that over at the American Prospect on their weblog, they just, with a quick Nexus search, came up with 9 different examples of front-page stories in the New York Times and the Washington Post about how high Bush's approval ratings were at the time when they were high. So Laura Bush was just wrong about that. When his approval ratings were high, it was on the front page, and now that his approval ratings are low, it's on the front page. But, you know, there's this idea on the right that it can't actually be the administration's fault. It can't be something real. It has to be just that the media are out to get them.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America with me. Go to MediaMatters.org. How about this one? Oberman, and I saw this one. Oberman awarded Fox's Gibson the worst person bronze for ordering viewers to make more babies in response to Hispanic population growth.
Yeah, this was something that John Gibson of Fox News said, that it was really pretty appalling. You know, he was talking about how Hispanics have high rates high birth rates, and basically Gibson said that white people need to make more babies to avoid us being taken over and are losing our culture. So, you know, we pointed that out, and I think that Keith Olbermann probably picked it up from our website, and then he did a story about it.
It's disgusting that anybody would say that on television, isn't it?
Well, that's the kind of thing you hear on Fox News.
All right, one last one. The Wall Street Journal's Harwood claimed McCain's street cred as a maverick is pretty solid.
Yeah, you know, this is a very interesting question that we've been thinking about a lot lately. There's no figure in American politics that gets as much love from the media as John McCain. There's just no question. You know, there are people who are liked, people who are disliked, but McCain is really in a class by himself when it comes to reporters. And this was just another example of John Harwood from the Wall Street Journal talking about, on Meet the Press, this speech that McCain gave in front of Jerry Falwell's Liberty University. And Harwood was just assuring everyone that he's really still a maverick. Now, despite the fact that he has embraced pretty much everything that the Bush administration has done, and he's also trying to shore up his support among the party's hardcore conservatives. But somehow, as far as the press is concerned, he's never going to lose that maverick title. It's going to be interesting to see, as his presidential campaign proceeds, whether or not they're still going to be showing him so much love as they have over the last 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, that's that whole Straight Talk Express stuff that he promulgates, right?
Yeah, and, it's part of a carefully crafted image on McCain's part. And reporters have eaten it up ever since he started to run for president before in 2000. It's going to be interesting to see if they continue to advance that storyline that McCain wants them to.
Geez, at least Harwood is not as bad as John Fund.
Well,
John Fund is like, you know what? I mean, I can't wait. I hope you guys get him on this one. If Karl Rove gets indicted, boy, Fund is going to have to do a mea culpa somehow publicly for claiming that it was never going to happen. I mean, Fund is just an outright apologist, wouldn't you say?
Oh, sure. And, he's extremely conservative, and I think like many conservatives, they've basically decided over the past few years that whatever the Bush administration does is okay with them. And, as we see more and more of these kinds of revelations coming out about surveillance and people's phone records being grasped, you have to wonder, if this were the Bill Clinton administration, if these same conservatives would be saying, oh, it's no problem for the NSA to see who I've been calling, and it's no problem for them to get to tap phones without warrants, I think it would be a different story if there was a different administration in charge.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're absolutely right. Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org and pick up Paul's new book, Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Paul, as always, great to have you on the show.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, take care, Paul. There's Paul Waldman. It's 9:17, 17 minutes after 9. We'll go back.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Call the mortgage store now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they're the folks to talk to.
Hey, Colorado, when you hear those blazing fiddles, if you mean just one thing, Chris and Cosima Luther live in concert Thursday, May 18th at the University of Denver. I'll be there, too, hosting, making you laugh, maybe making their dad Mark look like a fool. Also on hand, my friend Andy Stein and a full bluegrass band. Call Ticketmaster or 303-871-7720 and join me for some great live music and some laughs. See you Thursday, May 18th at DU.
Amcor Precast reminds you that the bond between the community and the armed services has always been important. They ask you to join them in honoring the tremendous sacrifice demonstrated by the men and women who serve in our military. Please give your support to them as well as the veterans who've served our nation in the past. This is from Amcor Precast, providing quality underground precast concrete structures for the utility industry for more than 30 years. That's Amcor Precast in Littleton, thanking our military.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:21, 21 minutes after 9 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hey, just want to remind you that next week I'll be giving away gas for your next summer getaway. I'll be calling out names from the AM 760 Progressive Club members at 620, 720, 820, and 920. And if I call your name, you'll have 7 minutes and 60 seconds to call and claim $100 worth of gas from AM 760. Now, if you're an AM 760 Progressive Club member, you're already registered to win. If you want to become a member, sign up now at am760.net. All right, let's go back to the phones. And we go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get the one to work there. Hey, Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sure, go ahead, man. It's your turn.
Okay. I'm thinking that the Democratic Party ought to be getting their voters ready to deal with the October surprise that Osama bin Laden is going to pull. As I remember, in the last two elections, he's issued a videotape. Wouldn't surprise me at all if this time he carried out a major terrorist attack somewhere in the world or even in the United States. Because I think he wants to influence the election. I think he wants to influence the election in favor of the Republicans. Because I think he sees that this administration is a bunch of fools who are playing into his hand. He doesn't want to see them out of there.
Well, let's hope the Democrats have a response for it, because you know what? He does seem to release those near the election, and he always does seem to make some kind of a statement. So let's hope we got our acts together and we have something to say. To me, the thing that it points out to is that this administration let this guy go and hasn't caught him yet.
He said he doesn't work on it.
The true person who's responsible for 9/11, one of the true people who's responsible for 9/11, is still on the loose.
Yeah, terrible.
You know,
but Kerry got caught flat-footed with the Swift boat attack, and I think that the Democrats really should be ready. They should think about this ahead of time and not get caught flat-footed on this issue.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm with you 100%. Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
All right. He's right. We should plan for that because it's coming. Don in Littleton. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I think we ought to have some system of rewards and punishments. First, I would have as a punishment anyone who crosses the border illegally after a certain date becomes permanently ineligible for either a green card or citizenship.
Well, that would work, except we don't know who's crossing and who's not. So you'd have to straighten that out first.
Well, we'd have to catch them first. But when we caught them, we take their fingerprints, photograph them, eye scan, and all the rest. And then we put that on the Internet, and all employers need to access that when they hire people. And then when people, if they do hire someone who is on the list, then they close them just like they do for violations of liquor laws.
It would work if we could figure out who's coming in and who's not.
You have to catch them, and when we caught them, then we photograph them, we fingerprint them, and we eye scan them, and you have to access
right.
that when you
I understand.
Someone.
I understand.
And then you have to have some rewards for those that are illegal and identify themselves and where they live and so forth. They have certain points in which they can use toward green cards or citizenships or whatever. And those that are felons or who have not identified themselves get minus points. And those that return and wait their turn, they get plus points, so that we decide as the country, you ought to get some compassionate people to determine this, the religious people, the conservatives and the liberals, and get them all together and have a criteria in which we award incentives and pluses and minuses, and we choose who we want.
How about the incentive would be citizenship, a chance to work, towards citizenship?
Yes, and if you wait for 5 years and don't identify yourself and don't return, then you become ineligible. And again, the other part of it, it needs to have penalties on the employer side, that the employer must either access this, I mean, he doesn't access the internet, and when they employ someone and make the checks, then you close them down just like you do with people violating liquor laws. For a week, they would set up more than a fine.
Well, you know, I have no problem with what you're saying. If we could implement it, it doesn't sound like a bad idea to me. This administration has not done much.
Has done much in
enforcement towards employers, and have leveled very little fines.
And unfortunately, and you mentioned unions, and I'm very pro-union. Unfortunately, in a state like Colorado, which has a so-called right-to-work law, a union shop is illegal.
Yeah, so you have to repeal those laws.
Yes, right.
And
right,
there should be
right.
a movement too. There should be a movement to repeal those laws.
Absolutely.
And which was what I was trying to, bring up to I'm trying to think of the name of the caller now. That I was trying to bring this up to one of the callers about this, where he said, "Well, we don't have the right to unionize." And I was going to say, "Yeah, but you know what? You do have the right to unionize." And when you get into this whole thing about right to work states, you know, people can go to the legislature and they can get that changed.
And if
a legislator doesn't want to vote against it, or I mean, doesn't want to vote to overturn it, then you know what? Hey, throw them out of office.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we have no one to blame. You know, the situation we're in when it comes to this stuff, we have nobody to blame but ourselves.
Absolutely.
We really don't. Don, thank you. Great call.
Thank you.
All right. We don't. You know, we can't. I mean, we should be into this stuff. We should be into organizing. And labor unions have been treated as things of the past. Are they perfect? No. But nothing the man comes up with is perfect. But these right-to-work laws, these things that are going on, you know, it's insane. I mean, we've led to this stuff. We've led to this stuff, we've sold out our own. We've sold out in a lot of ways. We've just sold out our own interests. You know, we really have. So whose fault is that? Whose fault that's happened? It's ours, isn't it? And who's gonna reverse it? Well, you know what? We're gonna have to reverse it. And we should have a serious discussion about wages in this country. I've said that now for months. But you'll notice that none of the politicians want to touch that. None of them want to go near it. The majority of them don't. I'm not going to say none of them do, because there are some Democrats who do want to, but I've never heard a Republican. Dana Rohrabacher, you know, is famous for yelling about suppressing wages of immigrants by illegal immigrants coming in here, but he says nothing about raising the minimum wage. 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive Traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Well, thank you, Jay. Got a couple of late problems in this morning's rush hour drive. First, taking a look at northbound I-25. We have a stalled bus blocking up the right-hand lane right at the Broadway Bridge. So do expect delays as you make your way out of T-Rex heading up towards downtown Denver. Now along Highway 285 in the Denver-bound lanes of the highway, so coming out of the foothills, we have a rollover crash working along 285 right around the Morrison exit, and we are looking at delays in the area, so do expect those if you are headed into town this morning. Now the rest of the volume this morning has thinned out considerably. I-25 is pretty much back to normal southbound up on the north end heading into downtown. I-70 is traveling free and clear between 225 and I-25, and 225 itself heading through Aurora is also looking great. In today's forecast, we can expect these beautiful conditions to continue. We'll see a high of about...
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
Oh, man, I need a new battery.
A new battery? Try a new car.
Who's that?
It's your alter ego.
Oh, you again.
Listen, Jack, pardon my French, but this old car is a piece of scrap. You need a car that tells people who you are. Handsome, virile, young.
I'm 39.
Youthful.
But my credit's a little...
Go to VroomCredit.com. They have hundreds of finance sources.
VroomCredit.com?
No, knucklehead. VroomCredit.com, as in Vroom. V-R-O-O-M. You know, like that sweet sound an engine makes. It just screams, I'm cool.
VroomCredit.com. I get it.
And you can apply anytime, because Vroom Credit is open 24-7.
Sweet. Oh, wait.
What?
My computer's got worms.
How's your cell phone?
Worm-free.
Then call 1-800-927-AUTO. That's 1-800-927-AUTO.
As in automobile?
Genius.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement? Receiving cash payments for a car accident, a medical malpractice, instead of waiting a lifetime for cash that technically is yours? Wouldn't you like to have that money now?
After the accident, after we settled, things changed. I needed the cash quick. I had bills to pay, and I couldn't wait to get paid over the next 15 years.
Your life changes, so why can't your structured settlement change with it? It is your money after all. J.G. Wentworth has the expertise to get your cash in your hands now.
J.G. helped me get the money right away. I mean, it is my money. Why should someone else have it all that time?
Don't delay. Let J.G. Wentworth help get you your money now. For a free booklet on how you can get your money, call 1-800-400-5581. J.G. Wentworth has helped tens of thousands of people get cash and get on with life. For your free booklet, call 1-800-400-5581. That's 1-800-400-5581.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Yes, we'll go honky-tonk and make every club in town.
Yeah.
We'll go to the park where it starts. We won't fool around.
We just gotta walk
but if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. Cause you got no more money, honey, I got no more time.
The late Lefty Frizzell, man, my hero. I gotta get up the scratch to buy that $250 box set. I'm just scared to spend the money, but I really want it bad. I have it on disc. I have it on disc, but I want to get it on CD.
If you got the money.
So Turk gets in my car the other day, and I'm taking him someplace, and I got old country music on, and it's driving him crazy, right? Just admit it, John. Right?
It wasn't driving me nuts. I liked some of the stuff I heard. Not bad. But, it's just kind of weird, like, imagine you rolling around town listening to old country.
That's what I'm into, man. That's what I like. Mighty Merle, bring it on. I get a job with Willie FM if I ever get fired from here. That's a pretty righteous little country station, I got to say. Willie FM, good stuff. All right, let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Jeffrey? Jeffrey once? Jeffrey twice? History. Vince. Frisco, Vince, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Oops, I can't get him on there. Go ahead, Vince, now try it.
Hello?
Yeah, Vince, you're on.
Hey, good morning. I'm also calling from Summit County.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful Summit County, Colorado. You should see the sapphire blue skies up here. It's incredible. One of the most beautiful places in the world.
I know. Colorado is the most beautiful place in the world as far as I'm concerned.
It certainly rates. One of the reasons why I'm calling is I wanted to... this immigration thing really seems like a debate that's been introduced and managed by the neocons. It seems like they're trying to take the attention off the corruption and incompetence of this administration by focusing on something that is more under more able for them to control. But in the history of humanity, if you look at human genealogy, mitochondrial DNA, we're all descendants of the Australopithecus Lucy in Africa. If those people had not migrated around the world, there would be no human population on any one of the continents. And there's no point in the history of this planet where we've been able to stop mass migration of human beings that are seeking better social and economic conditions. The Berlin Wall didn't work. The Great Wall of China didn't work. Armies on the border haven't worked. The only thing that's worked in the history of this planet is to improve the conditions where they're coming from. That is the single thing in the history of planet Earth that has kept people from migrating.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I'm advocating a Marshall Plan for Latin America and Mexico.
So am I. Absolutely. Correct. The concentration of wealth in Mexico is going to lead to one of two things, either migration to better opportunity, which is North America, or revolution, either one of which is not very healthy for the United States.
No, you know what? I agree 100,000%, and we need to do something about it. But as you saw last night, of course, we're not prepared, and the majority of the public is not prepared to accept what you and I are putting forward here. And we're amongst a chorus of very, very small group of people who believe this way. And I just can't believe that people don't stop for 10 seconds and figure, out simple economic logic of people wanting, to just do to have a better life. And as far as the neocon thing goes and the management of it, yeah, I think this is part of it. I think getting us to talk about it day after day lets them off the hook. But I think the news cycle is going to swing back around, because I believe, and have had three people tell me, that if it doesn't happen tomorrow, it'll happen on Friday. And if it doesn't happen on Friday, it'll happen next week. But Karl Rove's going to get indicted.
Woohoo!
And that's going to blow the whole news cycle back around again, back on top of them. And also, this guy, and I can't think of his name, he's got kind of a weird name, who was with the NSA, who leaked some of the early NSA stuff. He's getting ready to testify in front of Congress, and I think it's this week or next. And he says that what we see in the papers with the NSA thing is just the tip of the iceberg, and that he's got more information.
About a match of the listing, domestic phone calls,
right,
rather than just data mining.
Right, yeah, and about some other things that have gone on. So that's also going to blow the news cycle wide open as well. And then, of course, we have what's going on in Iraq, and the administration has no plan to control anything on the ground there. So that's always bubbling around. But I think you're right. I mean, I think, I've covered immigration now for 2 days and have done it now for months on end, because what we do here is, what I try to do on this show, is I try to cover and to talk about the things that are in the news that morning. But, I'm like you. I think this is an important situation with a very complex answer, I'm like you. It keeps us from talking about the other things that this administration is up to.
The disastrous consequences of not addressing some of these other issues. The people in Sweden, their nationalism's kind of dead, actually. The people in Sweden, those borders didn't stop the radioactivity from the Chernobyl accident from killing hundreds of thousands of people. They say up to 150,000 Swedes will eventually die of cancers caused by radiation. Pollution doesn't see borders. Capitalism doesn't see borders. Economics doesn't see borders. And, you know, there's going to come a point where we have to be realistic and realize that we can't defend an imaginary line. What we have to do is improve the situation of the people who want to cross that line.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Then the other thing is, I'll tell you, you know, the other topic that's not talked about, that needs to be talked about, and I had an experience with it here recently, this last weekend, the healthcare system in this country sucks.
No, you think? In fact, I'm glad you brought that up. I just had a, you know, I'm paying $500+ a month for myself and my 8-year-old daughter.
Right.
And I just had a medical emergency. You know, and I'm fine, but I spent a night in ICU. My bill, uncovered by insurance, was $35,700.
Yep.
And I'm one of the fortunate people, one of the fortunate third who actually have insurance.
Yeah, you know what? You see, you're exactly right. And you know what? We could be having a discussion about this and about how the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies are writing the bills. And instead, we're arguing over, you know, who's coming and going across the border. I'm not saying that the border problem is not serious, but I'm saying that there are a lot of things out there that are hurting this country just as much, but they're not as sexy and they're not as provocative, so people don't want to take time to sit there and discuss them.
Absolutely agree. Us being a corporate aristocracy, having corporations run the nation, you know, we're not going to solve immigration there because you have an administration that essentially is an oligarchy and everything is about profits for corporations. They are not going to seriously address immigration because it will impact those profits.
That's right. That's why we got to storm the voting booths in November and get rid of them. Vince,
well,
thank you,
know,
man.
It'd be great if those votes actually counted. The Diebold machines are stealing your vote.
Well, you know what? I don't totally believe that. I believe that they do count, and I believe that if we get enough people out, it will count. And I believe that these guys in this administration and the Republican Party are in for a big shock, and that's one of the reasons why they're orchestrating all these other campaigns. But you watch my you mark my words. Rove will get it. He'll get it either tomorrow or he'll get it next week sometime, and the news cycle will blow back over onto the administration again.
I would love to see Dr. Evil go down. Then the House of Cards will start to crumble.
Yep, I agree. Thanks, Vince.
My pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Didn't Jason Leopold say tomorrow? Yeah, he said tomorrow. He said tomorrow, I believe. Tomorrow or Friday. He said the Rove had 24 hours to get his business affairs in order. So that's Monday and Tuesday, and today's Tuesday. So it would be tomorrow. Or if not tomorrow, it would be probably next week. 9:42, actually.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Denver Health, Colorado's Academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has nursing, management, and entry-level opportunities.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Hey, paying rent is the worst.
Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395. Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
Gerard Menard, any of the folks working out there at Rockies can take care of you because that's what they're there for. They're there to help you out and to help you get a good deal. Do they make mistakes? Sure they do. Everybody makes mistakes. But I'll tell you something, Rockies goes the extra mile to make sure that you're treated right and that things are taken care of. They've been a business family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, check them out online at rockiesautos.com. Go through their inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Look at their television commercials, of which I'm in a few of those. Just scope them out and get to know them. And I think you're going to find out what Mary and I have known for a long, long time, that there is no better place to buy a vehicle than Rockies Autos because their focus is simply on one thing, you, the customer. Why? Because you know what? If you have a good experience, then you go tell three of your friends, then three of your friends go tell three of their friends, and that's how Rockies builds business. Rockies Autos. They're here to stay, and I'll tell you something, they're here to make you happy. Rockies Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You're invited to a Weld County Democrats community celebration Saturday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley. Jerry Greenfield of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream will be speaking about business, values, and ice cream. For tickets, call 1-800-315-2787 or ucstars.com.
Flesher Hinton Music Company reminds parents a creative outlet can do wonders for a child's imagination and confidence. Encourage your kids to explore their talents through drama, dance, art, or music. New forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company with musical instruments new and used, for sale or for school rental. They're at 3936 Tennyson in Denver and 1232 South Havana in the Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
Bojo's, with over 30 years of award-winning Colorado-style pizza, has a new special. Buy one of their famous 3-pound, 3-topping pizzas and get a 2-pound specialty pie absolutely free Sunday through Wednesday. Sip a draft for $1.50 for a limited time at participating locations. Pizza's now available and gluten-free.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:48, 40 minutes past the hour. Stones. Yeah, there you go. Under mostly sunny skies. All right, open phones at 303-713-7600. By the way, Michael Copps, the only Democratic commissioner of the FCC, says the Federal Communications Commission should investigate whether phone companies are violating federal communications law by providing calling records to the NSA as part of an anti-terrorism program, the FCC commissioner said yesterday. There's no doubt that protecting the security of the American people is our government's number one responsibility, Commissioner Michael J. Copps, a Democrat, said in a statement. But in a digital age where collecting and distributing and manipulating consumers' personal information is as easy as a click of a button, the privacy of our citizens must still matter. Good for Michael Copps. All right, back on the telephones here, and we go to Mike in Pueblo. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
I got a couple things on this immigration deal.
Okay.
First of all, we are a nation of immigrants, and the only difference is legal versus illegal. Secondly, if you have a hole in your boat and you're using a soup can to bail it out, and then it gets a little worse, and then you start using a coffee can to bail it out, are you going to wait till you need the real big bucket, or are you going to pull the boat out of the water and fix the leak? I mean, really. And as for employers, I think first time, what they should do is $250,000 fine, 30 days in jail, no questions. Second offense, $500,000, and you throw them back in jail for 6 months. Third offense, $1 million, 1 year. You got to curtail, and you got to, and I'm talking about the big people, the owners and the presidents, not the foremen or the supervisors.
I have no problem with what you're saying about going after the employers.
You know, I just...
No problem. This administration has no record of going after any employers and substantially fining them.
Well, no. It's almost the opposite, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
At least from what I've observed. You know, realizing, you know, I haven't observed everything, but it just... And the other thing is, okay, here's the thing. If you use illegal drugs, you go to jail. If you use illegal currency, you go to jail. If you use illegal weapons, you go to jail. If you use illegal immigration, I'm sorry, that's a racial statement.
No, I don't know. I don't think it has anything to do with being a racial statement. I think what it has to do with is it has to do with manpower and woman power and the agenda of the administration to go around and catch employers and fine them and punish them. I don't think it has anything to do with being a racial statement. I don't think there's anything racial about that. There's no difference between whether you use illegal workers from Latin America or Mexico, or if you use illegal workers from Eastern Europe. And we've had employers in this country, most notably Walmart, got caught using illegal workers from Eastern Europe. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. It has nothing to do with being racial.
That's a correct statement. And I knew that I could possibly motivate you if I made that statement.
Well, you know,
because I remember you back in your old K-How days, and I am so glad that you're back on the radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You're more than kind. You're more than kind, Michael.
You're awesome, and keep up the good work, spread the news, and eventually it's going to work.
I hope so. Thanks, man. Thanks a bunch.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Eric in Denver. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Eric.
I just had a couple of comments on this immigration thing. They got the president was talking about the OAT. I think they called it OTM, other than Mexicans. And the problem they were having with that was they give them a piece of paper and they're supposed to come back for a court date and they never show up. Well, what's the difference between that and a guest worker? They said they're going to let them work for 30 days or 60 days or whatever. Then they got to go back to New Mexico or back to Mexico or wherever they came from. How the hell are they going to find them?
Because they're talking about issuing them a card and keeping records on who's here and who's not.
But presently,
we don't do that.
Yeah, but how are they going to track the card? Are they going to have a chip in it? They can throw the card away.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know how they're going to do that, but I assume that they have the technology to be able to do it. And if you don't report after your length of, you know, they'll do it. They'll do it in conjunction with the employer. So in other words, if you do, the job expires and you haven't checked in and haven't left the country, then I guess the way they would work it is they would go looking for you.
Well, yeah, they're looking for 11 million of them now.
No, they're not out looking for 11 million of them now.
There's 11 million that are here.
There's 11 to 12 million of them that are here that are undocumented and that are here illegally, but who's looking for them? Give me an example of someone who's looking for them.
Nobody, that's what I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not looking for them. Under this program, they would look for them.
Okay, next thing was on terrorism, it seems to me like you can't win the war. It's like you get one and there's 10,000 waiting in line to take his place for their 15 minutes or 5 months or 6 months worth of fame to see what damage they can do, you know? You can't win.
I think you can if you wage the war smart in the right way. We're not doing that, though.
To me, it's no different. It's just like here in the United States, we got gangs. What's the difference there? You get the gang leader, there's somebody waiting to take his place.
Well, what the difference is that in the United States, we don't address the abject conditions that create and contribute to gangs. We don't want to have those discussions.
I hear you. All right. That's all I had to say.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Patty in Fort Collins. Patty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine.
Good. I just want to make a quick point. I'm just got my son off at the airport. By the way, he's American Indian, Mexican, and Irish.
Hmm.
My point that I want to make that I haven't heard anybody talk to you about is how this bill that the president has on the table and his ideas, once again, leave the wealthy able to come in for legal immigration because it's a very costly process, and I don't think people understand that. The cost for the attorneys to file the paperwork to substantiate all this stuff. So once again, we leave the wealthy able to come in, the working poor doing our work, and not able to do what they need to get in.
Well, they're talking about streamlining the process to legality. But
okay,
whether they'll do it or not is two different things.
Right. I have some friends from Canada, and they came down. They got work permits within 6 months, and they've been here 10 years, and they just received their citizenship not too long ago. However, they were well-educated. They got good jobs. Not the jobs where you see these guys cleaning the bathrooms in the airports, picking up. I go up this road, and I watch these workers out in the field. There's nobody out there standing in line to do these jobs. And I just think it's so unfortunate that a country that actually was theirs, we now want to make it more difficult for them to come in to do our work. That's all I've got to say.
All right, Patty, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
Take care.
I hope you have a good day.
I hope you do, too. Drive safe. Well, you know, she's right about that. I mean, if you got money, you can get in. Of course, you got money, you can get anything in this country. But hopefully they would streamline the process, streamline it out, so that it wouldn't be as expensive and wouldn't take as long. But we'll have to see what kind of bill the Senate comes up with, and we'll have to see what kind of bill the Senate and the House work out, because the House version is very, very punitive. All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And, man, nothing like going out with a little Rolling Stones. You got it.
She done me wrong. She hurt my eyes open. That's no lie.
Is Kaito Gold the only weight loss supplement I believe in? Because it contains chitosan fiber to reduce dietary fat, nopal cactus to help metabolize carbs and sugars to prevent highs and lows that impede weight loss, hoodia, a natural appetite suppressant, and green tea extract to stimulate your fat-burning process. Add to that herbs and vitamins, and you get the picture. Just 2 capsules before meals and start losing. Take it through the holidays. Help maintain. Now buy 3 bottles, get 3 free. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
That's a big...
2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun, along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more. Yeah, when I...